Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones in the next segment. He's going to give you an update on the money bomb. I can tell you that we sincerely appreciate all the support that you've given us over the last couple of days. I hesitate for a moment to give the date, as it seems like all the days are running together for all of us here. The crew, especially in the back, has been working 24/7 to get this done. Those of us who are here on the air have put in a lot of hours, but especially the crew in the back. They've been working around the clock. So we appreciate their hard work, and we appreciate you standing with us. And we're going to give you an update on that with Alex Jones when we come back from the break. Of course, we're also going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us today. He's going to talk about a story that we have up on Infowars.com. Top Imam: Muslim immigrants should breed with Europeans to, quote, conquer their countries. He says Europeans have lost their fertility. I think it's he's actually kind of right. The question is, why are families so small in Europe? I remember Mark Stein, who's Canadian, pretty much a neocon. I don't agree with him on many issues, but on demographics, he had it right. He wrote a book a few years ago called America Alone. And in that, he talked about the size of families of Europeans versus Muslims versus third world countries. Of course, he chalked it all up to just sociological change. I think that's a big part of it as well, but I think that many people are not looking at the deliberate things that are done to our food and water supply that reduce our fertility. We've talked about that a great deal here at InfoWars. That is certainly a part of the equation that transcends social issues, transcends religion. But we're also going to talk about how the goal of this imam and many people, as we understand, as we look at this massive wave of immigration, we need to understand there's humanitarian crisis. We need to understand the origin of that crisis. That was something that's just glossed over in the discussion that we have with our political leaders. They're going to talk about the origins of this, how we created this, and we decided that we were going to overthrow the Assad regime in Syria. We began the war. We lit the fire. We created the humanitarian crisis. It would have been much larger, much sooner, if we hadn't stood against it. And we thank you for standing with us, for spreading the information as we discovered the sarin false flag attacks, many other things that were done to try to push this war. It isn't that Obama didn't want to prosecute this war. Obama do anything the military-industrial complex wants him to do. It's one of the ways that he's betrayed his base. One of the things that we look at when we look at this presidential race is we need to understand how, if we get invested personally and a presidential candidate, as we saw with Obama 8 years ago, as we're now seeing with Donald Trump, and we don't vet the person and their policies, that we're going to get something very similar to what we've got with Obama, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. Thomas Sowell has an editorial. We're going to talk about that today. About now is not the time to get emotionally involved with a man. We need to focus on issues. We need to understand that if we're really going to change these problems, it's an information problem. We have low information voters who are following the crowd, getting irrationally exuberant, to put it in the phrases of Alan Greenspan, about a particular candidate. We need to grab them by the lapels. We need to show them the documentaries, get them to a different news source, let them see what is going on in reality. And then we need to act on the issues, not coalesce around a man, but coalesce around issues. There's a story we're going to be covering today. Rand Paul asks 100,000 pastors to help mobilize the grassroots to defund Planned Parenthood. Don't cynically just dismiss this as a campaign move. This is something that we really need to see happen, whether it's being led by a political candidate or whether it's being led by other people. We've got Gerald Celente starting Occupy Peace this weekend. We talked to him as part of the money bomb. We need to coalesce around the important issues. We need to work at the local level. And to do that, you need information. Stay with us. We're going to be back. We've got a lot of information, a lot of guests. Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us.
Yeah. There's no doubt that our country is in serious trouble right now. And if you're wondering how on earth we ever got in this situation, well, I'll tell you how. When the Democrats showed their true colors, you got angry and you elected Republicans. And then when the Republicans showed their true colors, you got angry and elected Democrats. And when anyone suggested to you that both parties were corrupt and that neither side were looking out for your best interest, you acted like they were crazy. But the real definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's why it is vitally important that you wake up, America, and break the matrix. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with my co-host David Knight, thanking all the info warriors who in the last few days made history by donating to the 2015 Operation Money Bomb War Chest. We have raised close to $1 million. It is absolutely essential to beam via satellite to thousands of UHF, VHF, and cable stations around North America and all the way down into Central America. The world is hungry for the message of liberty. And one of the favorite refrains of our founding fathers was that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So we're not claiming that we're going to save the world by doing this, but together, taking action in little ways, small ways, big ways, huge ways, we are going to change the course of history. What the globalists are doing is incredibly unpopular. It's illegal. It's tyrannical. Whether it's harvesting baby parts worldwide and China selling organs, whether it's the forced inoculation agenda planetary wide, whether it's funding radical Islamic groups to destabilize areas of the world, it's all criminal and it's all run by the same people. So because we've done the research, because we know who the enemy is, it's our responsibility to not just sit here and reach 20, 30 million people a week. So we're launching the first phase of a program to eventually have satellites covering free to air the entire populated world. And we've built the team now with David Knight and the other reporters and anchors and the journalists and the investigative researchers and the writers to really give the globalists a run for their money. We're about to update InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with new, more modern designs. We're about to launch a lot of new things here. But I just wanted to thank all of you who did donate, who bought the products in the last 2 days, because you've raised almost $1 million. But it's been 3 years since we've had a fundraiser, and I want to actually reach our goal of $1 million. We need to do it to be able to get a couple more reporters, some of the more expensive equipment we need. We've paid for the satellite. We've paid for the closed captioning. We've paid for a lot of the groundwork to get this going. We're already up on the satellite. Affiliates are already tuning in, already signing on right now. So thank God and thank all of you. But now we need to go to that next level to ensure that over the next 12 months, we're able to complete this operation. And my plan is to then make it self-sufficient, and we'll never have another fundraiser again. We may. It was 3 years since I had another one. We want to, again, not be under the control of sponsors, not be under the control outside advertisers. We want to be independent, selling high-quality products that you believe in, that you use, that you like. But occasionally, we do come to you to ask us to help bring this operation to the next level. But you've got to feel really good right now knowing that you've done that. And we've pretty much reached our goals. But in the interest of that, we want to extend the sales, massive sales of upwards of 20% off, free shipping, you name it, on hundreds of items at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call 888-253-3139. We're going to run that through Friday, Saturday, into Sunday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. David's going to be hosting the Sunday show this weekend, and when it ends, we will have to turn off those specials because we're contractually, through some of these suppliers, unable to continue to offer some of these products at the prices we're offering because it hurts the competition a little too much. So again, I want to thank you all. I want to invite you to double down on this revolution against tyranny. Or if you haven't donated, or if you haven't checked out the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, I want to invite you to check it out. David Knight, you've been here 3 years. We don't use teleprompters. We don't script this. I just called you in here 5 minutes ago and said, I want to thank everybody. I want to encourage them to be part of this. This is historic what we're doing. And I wanted you, I'm telling you now, to speak to what it's been like for you being here 3 years and where you see the info war going from this point. Because you didn't win a contest 5 years ago you entered. But out of that, we offered to hire you. You moved your family down here from the Carolinas. And I want you to share your experience, teleprompter free, unscripted, of what it's been like, and have a message for folks. But most importantly, I wanted to thank you as representative of the listeners who don't just stand, as I've said, beside us, but at the heart of what we're doing. David Knight was a listener and a family man and a business owner and an engineer. And he pulled up stakes and came down here, and now he's hosting the show. Now he's reaching tens of millions. And so he's a microcosm of what supporting ideas does. Evil's only winning because good men and women haven't got off the bench in the fight. So, David, I want you to close this out, spend a few minutes, but I love you and your family, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's amazing to work with such great people.
Thank you so much. And I can tell you that what I've seen here in this amount of time is how Alex is pouring this back into expanding the information outreach. We're not sitting on a hoard of gold like some kind of a dragon. He is investing this. I've seen massive changes, not only expansion in the number of personnel, but also expansion in the studios that we put there, which is essential for us to be able to reach out to people, to have something that looks professional. People won't tune in and listen to it. If you're trying to reach somebody that's never heard this message before, you've got a lot of obstacles in front of you because they've never heard this kind of information before. They're getting a very different story from the planned information that's coming out of the mainstream media. And so when we hit them with very different information, if we look extremely different, that's very difficult for us to reach them. So we have to have a certain way to present it. We have to have certain ways that we can reach out to people. That's what I've seen Alex doing, is investing in this all out. As I said before, when we saw what happened with Sandy Hook, we knew what was going to be done with this. We knew this was a massive push to take away the Second Amendment. We know how important all of our rights are, but we know that the Second Amendment is guaranteeing these other rights as well. And I remember how it was like this money bomb effort. For a couple of weeks at the very beginning, it was just around the clock, pushing back against this. What can we do? How can we expose where they're going with this? What they're doing with this? So we've seen this happen over and over again. It's going to happen again. There's been multiple times since I've been here that we have made a difference. You passing our information along, you being a subscriber to the nightly news when we were fighting against these expansions in the war on Syria, when they had the false flag attacks with the sarin gas, we explained that to people. We were leading the fight and explaining to people what was really going on there. Now it's breaking that our government has been working with Chechen rebels, bringing them in, training them, and injecting them into Syria, going back to 2012. Mainstream media is reporting that now, reporting the fact that we have American troops on the ground in Syria a day after everybody was saying it's so dangerous and provocative that Putin is saying he's going to put Russian troops there. So it's very important. It has real world consequences for all of us to understand what is behind this, what is happening. That's why it is imperative for all of us to understand what's going on and to warn our neighbors what's going on. There's been so many issues on which InfoWars has been a real game changer, where we've made a real difference with you, with your support. That's why it's vital for you to join with us and support us now. Thank you so much for standing with us. Thank you so much for your support. Let's get that last bit of effort to finish this off. For InfoWars Nightly News and for the Alex Jones Radio Show, I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones started his Access TV show in 1995. In 1996, he parlayed its popularity into a terrestrial radio show. The next year, he launched InfoWars.com, and by 2000, his voice was carried over 120 AM, FM, and shortwave radio stations. In 2007, he launched PrisonPlanet.tv, where he pioneered producing merging video and radio, a practice that is commonplace today. Now, InfoWars.com is the most popular alternative news website in the world. The Alex Jones channel on YouTube has over 1 million subscribers and over 550 million views. He was the first to put his over 20 documentaries on the web for free. The seminal Obama deception has been seen over 14 million times on one YouTube channel. And now Alex Jones wants to launch the InfoWars.com operation into space. Join us in our march toward a peaceful restoration of the Republic by going to InfoWars.com/moneybomb. We are listener, viewer, and reader supported. InfoWars.com/moneybomb.
And again, I'm David Knight, live here on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. As you heard Alex talking, we are very appreciative of the way that you have stood by us. We are extending these specials to help you, to help us. We have extended free shipping through tonight, through midnight tonight. We are going to extend the Money Bomb specials until we hit the $1 million mark. And of course, we've already sold out of several products. Deep Cleanse, Super Male have sold out. We expect Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine will sell out this weekend. It's currently at 15% off. Check out the specials we've got there. We've got 15% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Oxy Powder, Secret 12. We have 20% off of Brain Force and Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. Also, we have the introductory offers. You can find sales at InfoWarsSelect.com, the emergency survival foods that are there. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to play the video that is embedded in his article of a top imam calling for Muslim immigrants to conquer the European countries. So we're going to play that and tell you what he's saying, and then we're going to have commentary from Paul Joseph Watson about that, about the GOP debate. We're also going to have commentary from Wayne Madsen about the GOP debate. There's a couple of articles that are up on InfoWars.com. Before we go to break, I wanted to just touch on that I think are absolutely amazing. The first one, scientists asked Obama to prosecute global warming skeptics. Now, this is not the first time we've seen calls for skeptics to be prosecuted. It's heresy, you know. It's heresy if you don't join the Church of Climatology, if you're not a true believer. We had Jake Tapper do a soft sell during the GOP debate. He said, you know, we had Secretary George Shultz talking about insurance on things, and don't you think we ought to just do what everybody says to do and shut down all coal, all energy, just as a kind of an insurance policy? He put that question to Ben Carson, who he identified as a skeptic. He put that to Chris Christie, who identifies himself as a true believer in the Church of Climatology. And then Rand Paul said, wait a minute, you want a skeptic? Throw me in that briar patch. And then Jake Tapper moved on because we don't want to have a real discussion about that. We just want to send people to jail under the RICO statute. They did it to abortion protesters. It was set up for organized crime. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. This is Friday, September 18th, 2015. We have a couple of stories up on Infowars.com. 2,000 migrants arriving in Sweden every day. Will this country turn into an Islamic caliphate? Well, that's what some top imams hope it will happen. We're going to play a video for you in just a moment. I'm going to narrate it. It's in a foreign language. I'm going to narrate to you what he has to say. Of course, Paul Joseph Watson has an article about that. Paul is going to be joining us in the next segment to talk about that, as well as this story. We see all the story about the clock kid. And we have a story up on InfoWars.com from Steve Watson. Is this a fake hate scenario? Did they set this whole thing up? Is the clock kid furor all a big setup? The Muslim's kid's father is a prominent anti-Islamophobia activist. Police knew there was no danger, but they arrested him anyway. Look, if you take a look at the, at first it sounds kind of ridiculous, right? We've seen this happening over and over and over again in the schools with guns. We've seen kids, as Leanne McAdoo pointed out the other night during the money bomb, she said, we've seen kids suspended from school because the teacher said you ate your Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun, or you drew a gun on a sheet of paper, so we're going to suspend you. This kid created something that looked very much like a suitcase bomb. If you look at the article, you can see the pictures of it. It's a briefcase. It's got electronic components. It's got a circuit board in it. It's got a clock in it, all this kind of stuff. I mean, it looks like the kind of props that they would use in an episode of 24 for a bomb, okay? So this is not drawing a picture of a gun. It's not pointing your finger at somebody and going, pow, pow, like we used to do all the time when I was in school. It's not eating your Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. And, of course, this guy is an activist about Islamophobia. So he sends his Muslim kid to school with something that looks like a suitcase bomb. And then when they make a big deal out of it, it's like, you're picking on us. But then it gets even more important because now we've got Zuckerberg with Facebook and we've got Obama inviting him to the White House. Did he ever invite any of these kids who are picked on for all these trivial issues in the paranoid schools? Did he ever invite any of them to the White House? Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. Now, the dad says, Mohammed will not be returning to public school. He says, I want to make sure this never happens again to another child globally. Globally. Globally, yeah. See, they have that agenda. It's a global agenda. It's an Islamic agenda to take over the country. Now, we got a kid in Georgia who comes back and blasts the White House for this. This is a Georgia teen who went to YouTube this weekend, or just this week, I should say, because this is a more recent story than that. And blasts Obama for this. This kid's a conservative. He's done other videos. This particular video has hit over 330,000 views at this point in time. And, of course, he says, why are you doing this? And, of course, there's a lot more to it than just Obama trying to kowtow to Muslims. It's interesting that in a question and answer session in a public event, Trump has been excoriated because a guy stood up and says, hey, we've got Obama, who's a Muslim, he's not even a citizen, and I want to ask you about these camps that are being built everywhere. And everybody says, wait a minute. Donald Trump should have dressed that guy down. The Daily Mail says there's outrage as Donald Trump fails to correct an ignorant supporter who stood up and said, Obama's a Muslim, not even American. And Obama, they said, John McCain did that back in 2008. Trump said the real issue is Obama's war on Christians. And that is true. That is true. He said that in response to that. He didn't apologize. Listen, if you want to know about Obama's background, you need to take a look at the movie that came out a couple of years ago called The Act of Killing. It's kind of a quasi-art film, quasi-documentary, quasi-acting this out. They talked to some guys who were part of the death squads of the Indonesian government that was allied with the CIA. It was essentially a marriage that mirrored the family that Obama grew up in. His dad was part of this ruthless regime that the CIA supported there and continues to support for decades. It continues to remain there. These guys were talking about how they brought people in and executed them. Cold-hearted killers bragging about it. At first they went in and they started talking to some villagers and they started getting some pushback from the government there. But then they found some of the guys who had actually done the killing were more than happy to talk about it. They're more than happy to call themselves gangsters. You have to understand that Obama grew up in this country with somebody who was part of that ruthless regime. Somebody who was, his mother was part of the CIA family. Her parents were CIA. She was hanging out in the place where the CIA people always hang out in these foreign countries. That's the environment where he grew up in. He went to school in a madrasa. He grew up in that country. You want to talk about anchor babies? Talk about anchor presidents. Talk about Manchurian candidates. Regardless of what his technically legal situation is, that was the environment he grew up in. That's why he's hostile to America. That's why he's hostile to Christianity. That's why he's hostile to our Constitution. He despises this country. We've got another article about how he wants to make it possible
We're
for illegals to vote. Stay with
the
us. We'll be right back.
Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know what it means to be an American? It's more than a flag. It's more than knowing the Star-Spangled Banner. It's knowing the Constitution. It's understanding those rights and fighting for them. Our country is falling apart because people have forgotten to fight, to stand up in the face of tyranny and do the right thing. It's putting your life on the line to protect your country from enemies both foreign and domestic. The Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government, and no government should refuse or rest on inference. So the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com, and I believe our flag is more than cloth and ink. It is a symbol that stands for liberty and freedom. It is the history of our nation, and it's marked by the blood of those who died defending it. So join me in this info war. Turn off your TV, put your Cheetos down, get off your butt, and join the resistance.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host, and like Greg Allman, sometimes I do feel like I'm tied to the whipping post. You're going to feel like it, too, if Obama has his way, because he's got about another year and a half to go. We may be all excited about the GOP debates and think, yeah, we're going to get a new big brother. But you know what? He can do a lot of damage in the next couple of years. A lot of damage has happened in just the last couple of months. In Europe, for example, we have massive waves of immigrants that are coming in. People are trying to deal with that particular problem. They don't even have time, most of them, to really take a close look at the origins of that problem. Of course, there is a massive humanitarian issue there. We can aid people in the country, though. One of the first things we could do to aid them is to stop fomenting the war. You didn't hear any talk during the GOP debate about the confessions of the top ISIS military commander about how he was trained by the U.S. military, how the U.S. military was bringing in Chechen Muslims who had been fighting the Russians, bringing them into Syria 3 years ago. You didn't hear about that, did you? You didn't hear about how we equip, arm, and train these people, how we created this force just like we created Al-Qaeda initially as the Mujahideen. No, this is something that's just organically sprung up, and we have to respond to it. A similar situation, I think, may be happening. There's an article on Infowars.com from Steve Watson that we just mentioned in the last segment, is this whole thing with the suitcase bomb kid, the clock kid, as they call him. Is that whole thing a setup? Joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson. We want to talk about a video, as well as these other issues, a video that was put out by a top imam, and this is an article by Paul Joseph Watson. Muslim immigrants should breed with Europeans to, quote, conquer their country. Thank you for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson.
Good to be back, David.
Before we talk about this, let's just give people a little bit of a sample of this video. It's up on the article that you put up. It's in a foreign language, so we're going to run this up here, and I'm going to read the subtitles to people. We're going to play a little bit of that so they can get a feel for it, and then we'll read them and talk about some of the what he actually says. So let's run that video, guys. He says the infidels want to torment us. They want us to be humiliated. The Quran says the Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you, but we will never follow their religion. This dark night will be over. Soon we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing. Germany is not a compassionate country that wishes to absorb refugees from Syria and Iraq and Palestinian refugees in the Levant and elsewhere. You know what? Neither are the Saudi Arabians. He's not going to say that. Europe has become old and decrepit. Now, here's the key part here. They see Europe as old, decrepit. He says they need human reinforcements. No force is more powerful than the human force of us Muslims. Oh, Muslims, the Germans say in their economic reports that they need 50,000 young workers. That's exactly it. Let's go back to Paul Joseph Watson. That's a flavor, Paul, of what he's saying. And of course, he's making a demographic argument. He's saying that Europe is weak. It's dying. And, you know, quite frankly, that's true if we look at the demographics. As I pointed out earlier, Mark Stein, the Canadian ultra-conservative, had pointed out that birth rates were falling so dramatically in Europe that, for example, the Italians, who used to be have one of the highest birth rates, they now have a birth rate that is so low, it's just barely above one. So that population in Italy, the indigenous Italian population, is being cut in half every generation. Meanwhile, you have third world countries, especially Muslim countries, where they have an average of 5 children per family. If they come in any great numbers, and this was written maybe a decade, 15 years ago, if they come in any great numbers, what he talked about was Europe becoming Eurabia. Your comments, Paul.
Well, this is what the Muslim imam went on to say at the end of this video, which was during a speech at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. He said, quote, they wish that we were dead, but they have lost their fertility. He's talking about Europe. So they look for fertility in our midst. We will give them fertility. We will breed children with them because we shall conquer their countries. He goes on to say, whether they like it or not, Americans, Italians, Germans, and the French will be forced to take refugees and, quote, we shall soon collect them in the name of the coming caliphate. We will say to you, these are our sons. Feed them or send them, or we will send our armies to you. So he said that during a speech, and you made the point. He's basically everything he says is true. This might be incendiary, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned Italy, for example. They had a birth rate of around 2 children per couple back in 1960. Now it's 1.3. Now, if you take that 1.3 figure over the next 45 years, Italy's native population is going to halve in just 45 years. Similar case with Germany. They're losing 100,000 people annually. So we're being told absolute lies and bunk about this refugee crisis being about, you know, humanitarian, compassionate, you know, all based on feelings. That's why Germany's bringing in 800,000 asylum seekers before the end of the year. As this imam says, that's completely false. They're bringing them in because they need the cheap labor. Because in the West, governments have not incentivized, not encouraged their populations to have children like they have done in the Middle East and other areas. And that's for numerous different reasons. One of the main ones is, as the West has become more secular, children have become increasingly viewed as a burden in the present and not to secure the future of the population of that particular country. So Europe is completely dying out. That's why they need to bring in these hordes of migrants for cheap labor. It has nothing to do, in many cases, with Syrian refugees. Half of the Syrian refugees coming in, well, it's about 50% that are Syrian, but of those 50%, 90% can't even prove that they're Syrian in some areas. So this is being completely exploited by economic migrants to flee to the welfare havens of countries like Sweden and Germany. And according to these Islamic preachers, they're going to do it to conquer the countries. Those are his words, not mine. And in fact, if you go into the Quran, it states, quote, "And whoever emigrates for the cause of Allah will find on the earth many locations and abundance." So there are several sections in the Quran which encourage Muslims to emigrate to other non-Muslim countries as a form of stealth jihad. And we've talked about about that in the past. We've covered articles about it. So shocking statements, but he's telling the truth, basically. We're being told that this is all about compassionate humanitarianism when it's not. They're bringing in these huge amounts of refugees, migrants, to fill cheap labor, and it's going to have terrible consequences in terms of social cohesion in Europe, which we're already beginning to see.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you mentioned several different factors there. We've got cheap labor. We've got supporting the welfare state Ponzi scheme. And of course, there's the divide and conquer aspect of it. Cheap labor and the divide and conquer are the sorts of things that we see. The governments want to divide and conquer to control the people. The corporations want cheap labor. And the people there at the lower level, from those who are at the very top who are pushing for a globalist government, I think those people are looking at saying, well, you know, if we could keep this welfare state going, because, you know, we need workers at the bottom to support people who are on Social Security, the retirees and that sort of thing. People need to understand that the first place they had Social Security was in Germany, and it was put in by Bismarck. He picked the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy. They didn't expect to pay anybody anything. They wanted you to pay into this Ponzi scheme. And again, it's a Ponzi scheme because you have to keep, it doesn't pay for itself. You have to keep getting more and more people into the scheme to keep it going. That's one of the reasons that they're looking for this. And of course, the cheap labor. But Paul, when we look at the divide and conquer aspect of this, as these refugees are coming up through Syria, going in through Hungary, if we look at the geography of this, they're coming up through Hungary, the Eastern European countries. Those countries were on the front line of the conflict with Islam hundreds of years ago, 1,000 years ago. They knew what that was like. They've also suffered under the privations of socialism. They're not interested in having this massive influx of people who cannot be assimilated, who they are aware of in their history has been a source of conflict within their countries. That's one of the reasons why they're closing their borders.
Yeah, that's what's happening in the case of Hungary. Of course, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban came out a few weeks ago and said, Europe is based on Christian foundations and principles. Moving in potentially millions of people who aren't assimilated, who have a different culture, who follow a different religion, that's going to have a massive impact on social cohesion. He was called xenophobic by the New York Times and others simply for making that point. And as he said, it's also about how these European countries like Hungary are being punished for defying the EU.
Yeah.
It's all about centralizing power under the EU to the point where sovereign nations have no control over their own border policies. So whereas countries like the United Kingdom have got opt-outs, others are wedded into this EU superstate bureaucracy where they have to go along with anything that comes out of Germany. So it's a power struggle between these countries who are trying to reclaim some of their sovereignty and the EU, which is forcing them to go along with it. But even now, Germany, of course, they rolled out the red carpet over the first couple of weeks as this migrant crisis, you know, went from being a trickle to a deluge, basically. But even now, Germany's reimposing some of the border controls. And how could they not have known that this is what would happen? You roll out the red carpet, you say, you know, we've got benefits, we've got welfare, we've got housing. There are reports that they're now kicking out elderly homeless people who are being given temporary social housing in Germany, German citizens, to accommodate these migrants. And now Germany suddenly doubles back and says, oh, now we're going to reimpose some border controls and crack down on this. Well, it's a bit too late now. Hundreds of thousands have got in, more are on their way. And I'm getting emails from people in Germany who live near these migrant centers. We've already talked about before the schools in Germany that are banning girls from wearing shorts so as not to offend Muslim migrants and provoke attacks. Now people who live in what in many cases are just small villages and towns, these aren't major city metropolitan areas, they live near these new migrant camps that have just been constructed to house all these incoming migrants over the past few weeks. And they say that, because bearing in mind these aren't prisons, I mean they're allowed out of these camps, they're saying that hundreds of men are just congregating on street corners because, again, there's no plan to assimilate them. Mm-hmm. They're just being allowed to roam around and congregate, and people are scared. Young girls, their wives, they're scared of going out because there are literally hundreds of men just stood around in certain areas of these villages and towns. There was another guy in Finland who sent me a message, and he basically said, look, they changed a local bar into a migrant camp. There are like 100 men there because bearing in mind the UN's own figures say that 72% of these migrants are men, only 13% women and 15% children. So this lie that it's all Syrian families is completely bogus. And this Finnish guy just said to me, I have a blonde wife, I have two blonde blue-eyed children, and I have a shotgun. And that's, you know, oh my God, that sounds racist. Look at Sweden, 1400% increase in rapes since they opened their door to mass immigration.
Yes.
Because again, there's no assimilation plan. So people are frightened. People are not going out. They don't dare to go near these migrant centers. You know, schools in Germany are now saying don't offend the migrants or provoke attacks. We had an incident in Berlin yesterday where a jihadist tried to stab a policewoman. They had to shoot him. So people are frightened and people are gearing up because you can't just flood small villages full of hundreds of men from a completely different culture and not have problems. I mean, that's completely naive to suggest that.
Exactly. They're standing around. They don't have anything to do. I think there's a lot of things that we can see in this, Paul, in terms of microcosm and in terms of how quickly this thing has gotten out of control that have parallels for Americans here in this country with our open borders. We've been talking about this. Things have been accelerating for us here in America, but we see with this rapid movement throughout Europe, we can see what is happening there. You talked about incentives, and we talk about building a wall here. The Republicans are talking about doing that. I think it's very telling for people to take a look at what happened in Hungary, where they put up razor wire. They're shooting water cannons at these people, tear gas. Nevertheless, they came through the razor wire as these people were fighting them. If you give people an incentive, whether it is destroying their home country and then offering them these incentives of the welfare state, that's what's going on right now. We see that in spades in Europe, but essentially that's what's going on in Central and South America as well. We've got a war going on there, the drug war, that has killed more people than have died in Afghanistan. It's a slower simmering war that's been going on for a long time, but we're destroying their countries nevertheless. And then at the same time, we offer them the incentives, these incentives of a welfare state, of a free college, essentially getting a in-state tuition. Anywhere you want to go is an illegal. And of course, American citizens don't get that kind of discretion where they go to school. And they're telling us here, just like they're telling the people in Europe, these are all children. And they're not children if they can get through this multi-thousand mile journey. They're being escorted by people, perhaps traffickers. But the definition of children that Obama has put out there is people up to the age of 31. Those are the dreamer's age. So this is all predicated on a lie, but we have to understand that we cannot interdict with force when we create a war of destruction in their countries, where we deliberately destroy their countries and then offer them incentives to immigrate into the West.
No, and this is a point that we've touched upon many times, and it's still absent from the mainstream media narrative, which is don't destabilize secular governments in the Middle East and put jihadists into power. Mm-hmm. It's very simple, and yet they keep doing it over and over again. And many of these Syrian refugees, at least the legitimate ones, want to return to Syria. They don't want to stay in Europe because they had a relatively high standard of living in Syria. So, yeah, cut it off at its source. Don't give bombs and weapons to jihadists. Invest in these countries. keep them stable and improve their quality of life. And then we wouldn't have a migrant crisis in the first place.
Let me ask you about another article that's up on Infowars.com to comment on this. This, of course, is your brother's article questioning whether or not the Clock Kid was a setup from the very beginning. His father is an Islamophobic activist. He's an activist to counter Islamophobia. He says, I want to make sure that this type of thing is shut down globally. And so we've got Obama inviting him into the White House because he made a clock that looked very much like a suitcase bomb. Your comments, Paul?
Well, this is one of those social justice warrior issues that they've all seized upon. And first of all, why, you know, reward him for this clock but with an invitation to the White House? It doesn't even look like a clock.
No.
If I bought that in a store and they said it was a clock, I'd take it back. I mean, it's not a clock at all.
As I said before, it looks like a prop from 24, you know, the anti-terrorism.
Yeah, it looks like a cheap, like, suitcase bomb. I'm sorry, but it does. So now there are questions about, was it all a setup? Because his dad is this Islamophobic activist. The point I made was, the kid who chewed out a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun, he didn't get an invite to the White House. People suspended for wearing American flag t-shirts, they don't get invitations
to
the White House.
Hang on there, Paul. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, the UK. We've been talking about his articles at Infowars.com, A Toppy Mom saying Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries. And, of course, he correctly points out that the Europeans, and I would say also to a lesser degree, but certainly it's still there, Americans have lost their fertility. We've seen many people argue that there's a sociological charge to it, a part to that, that that's all that it is. I think that is a part of it. I don't think that's all there is to it, Paul. I think that it's also what they're putting in our food and our water as well. What do you think?
Well, from what I can recall writing about this in the past, the figures are crazy. It's something like a 14% decline in sperm count in men in certain European countries since the late 80s. So it's been going on for, you know, 20 plus years. And there could be medical causes for that.
Yeah, but it's another, a full out assault, I think. It's not only sociological, but I think it's actually physiological in terms of that. And we've mentioned many times when they put fluoride, when they put other things in our food, it's deliberate that they put this stuff in there.
Yeah, so we've seen declining sperm counts for at least two decades now. And then you add in the sociological aspect where children are increasingly seen as a financial burden. They're not seen as providing joy and happiness and stability and securing the future, not only of your family, your lineage, but the population of your country. As we've become more decadent and more nihilistic in the West, not just because of secularism, but just generally, you know, people are having kids later and later. People used to have kids in their early 20s, you know, 25, 30 years ago. They're waiting longer and longer and having less kids.
Yeah.
And people are dying out. Europe's dying out. Italy is a 1.3 level. The replacement rate is 2.1. We're nowhere near that in most European countries. So we're dying out, and they're bringing in masses of illegal immigrants to try and get cheap labor. They're doing it for other reasons. Another story that I've got coming up is people smugglers in these Middle Eastern countries are targeting would-be economic migrants, not refugees from Syria, migrants from surrounding countries, with information websites that promise them, quote, free blonde Swedish girls and taxpayer-funded luxury treatment if they pay these people smugglers to help them reach Scandinavia. So I'm guessing a lot of those, quote, free blonde Swedish girls won't be consensual given Sweden's 1,400% rise in rapes since the 70s, since they had mass immigration. Mm. And again, that's not a racist fact. It's an actual fact that 73% or more of these culprits are listed as, quote, foreigners and immigrants, even though, you know, less than 10% of the population in Sweden is immigrants. So they've got a massive problem with Muslim rape gangs. We had it in Britain with the Rotherham rape gang, which was covered up by the government because they said it was politically incorrect to try and go after these rape gangs that were grooming young girls up in the northern English town of Rotherham, where I used to live. So we've got a huge problem with this, and it's only going to get worse now that they're bringing in potentially millions of Muslim migrants over the next 10, 20 years.
Absolutely. Of course, if you point out a statistical fact showing the explosion in rapes in Sweden with massive immigration, they push back and say you're xenophobic, you're racist, and I think that's a big part of what's going on with this clock situation. I think this clock kid, quite frankly, Paul, is the Tawana Brawley of Islam. We all remember that she's the person that Al Sharpton used to make himself a celebrity. Now Obama is doing the same thing. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg as well. Thank you for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us. We're going to have Wayne Madsen joining us in the next hour. We're going to have news at the top of the hour in just one moment. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nutt, your host on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk to him about the Republican debate and a variety of issues. Of course, the other thing that happened this week was the Federal Open Market Committee of the Federal Reserve. They had been selling a story, essentially, that implied they were going to raise interest rates. They've been lowering them for quite some time, as a matter of fact, since the economic crash back in 2008. They want to say that that was all George W. Bush's fault. I think it was really predicated by the Federal Reserve. I'm not saying that Bush was a great president by any means, but we need to understand that it is the Federal Reserve and the bankers that Bush and others have complicitly let do this that are really manipulating the economy. We had in the debate a silly question that I think the candidates should have stood up and said, "We're trying to discuss serious issues in this country. I refuse to answer that question." Who should be the new face on the $10 bill? Understand that they have destroyed 99% of the value of the dollar. Who cares what clown face they put on it? It has a purchasing price of a penny 100 years ago since we created the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve comes out and says that they're not going to raise interest rates. Wall Street fell this morning about 1%. They had been, stocks had been rising on anticipation that the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates. There you go. You know, bad news for the country is always good news for Wall Street, evidently. Asian stocks, however, were higher. They are, happy that it looks like this, extend and pretend is going to go on a little bit longer. They have now, this economic bubble has dodged another pin. Another story that's up on InfoWars.com. New York Police Department Union President Patrick Lynch says only police are qualified to judge the actions of the police. Citizens are increasingly being removed from the decision-making process. That's right. They're going to do whatever they wish. Along those lines, we're going to talk about what was not mentioned in the GOP debate, and that, of course, is the war on private property that goes by the name of the war on drugs. You would think, perhaps, wouldn't you, that the GOP, that is all about private property and taxes, that's one of the few rights that they seem to recognize. And yet, through Ronald Reagan's civil asset forfeiture program, since that's been in place, they have been stealing people's property. Law enforcement is basically funding themselves in many jurisdictions. And now that there's a pushback in California and some other states to try to rein in this literal highway robbery, this literal theft by the police, they've turned, this is the way it corrupts our government to have prohibition. It's turned the police into outright thieves. That's the way many of them fund their departments, as I mentioned. You don't get due process that's guaranteed. You're not convicted in a court of your peers. Instead, what they do is they seize your property, never charging you with a crime. They call it civil, which means that you have to take them to court and sue them civilly in order to get your property back. That's one of the lies about this, that it's a civil action. The other lie is that they charge the property itself with committing a crime. But of course, whether it's that or whether it's the abuse that is committed on citizens, both of those are being driven from the federal government, from Homeland Security, by the Department of Justice, by others who are now trying to stop any blocking of civil asset forfeiture. They're now trying to stop any accountability of police who are out of control. As we've mentioned many times, the police, like any other profession, is going to have good people and it's going to have bad people in it. Frank Serpico said that. He said, you're always going to have bad people. The question is, what do you do? Do you purge the bad people or do you defend them? If you purge them, you improve the system. If you protect them, you create systemic corruption. And that's what we have with the New York Police Union saying nobody is going to judge us but the police. There you go. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen. Stay with us.
Breaking now at Infowars.com. Top imam. Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries. Sheikh Mohammed Aid recently gave a speech in which he asserted that Muslims should use the migrant crisis to breed with European citizens to conquer their countries. Aid stated that European countries were not rolling out the red carpet for migrants because they were compassionate, but because Europe was in dire need of a new source of labor. Soon we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing, he said. The imam's statements directly echo a philosophy born in the early 20th century called the Kalergi plan, devised by an Austrian diplomat named Richard Coudenhove Kalergi. He writes, the band of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear owing to the vanishing of space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in appearance to that of ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with the diversity of individuals. Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're holding the Operation Money Bomb specials over till the end of the weekend, so log on now to Infowars.com/Money Bomb.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. Joining us now is Wayne Madsen. He's a regular contributor to Infowars.com. We're going to talk to him. He recently spoke to a 9/11 conference in the Northeast. He's going to talk to us about 28pages.org, as well as what we were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson about. He has information about what's going on in the Northeast with massive immigration from Muslims. We have massive immigration from all over the world into the United States. And, of course, the problem is that there's no effort to try to assimilate anyone. We have this article from the New York Times today, which is saying the White House campaign urges legal immigrants to become voting citizens. This is something we've been telling you for a very long time, but I guess now you can believe it. since the New York Times is saying that, okay? We were conspiracy theorists when we said that Obama is opening up the borders to bring in immigrants who will vote for him, and he's going to register them, make it possible for them to vote before the next election. We were telling you that because we are not conspiracy theorists. We're conspiracy analysts, okay? And the conspiracy is on Obama's side, okay? It's not in our mind. We're telling you this a very long time. We were telling you that the U.S. was equipping and training ISIS. It's now being reported by the mainstream media all over the place. Totally ignored in the GOP debate, of course. But what they're saying about this urging legal immigrants to become voting citizens, Obama's doing far more than that. The New York Times reports White House officials announced the start of a nationwide campaign on Thursday to encourage legal immigrants to become American citizens. They say it could add millions of voters to the electorate in time for the presidential election next year. Of course, everybody admits and understands that they will all be voting Democrat for the most part. 8.8 million legal residents, they say, in the country are eligible to become citizens. White House officials say they were trying to make it easier to complete the final steps for citizenship. You know, the first steps are you just walk over an open border because he's incentivized a massive welfare state for you, done things like a war on drugs in your country to destroy your economy, to make it incredibly violent, and then say, and then come over here because we got this pot of gold on the other side of the river. So those are the first steps. The final steps are this. They will offer practice tests on cell phones for the civics exam that immigrants must pass. And I guess the question is that going to be in English or is that going to be in any their choice of 80 languages, like they get their choice of education? They also say that they will hold preparatory workshops in rural areas. Applicants will also be able to pay the fee, still a hefty $680, they say. That's all it costs to come into America and become a citizen. It costs nothing to come into America, but you know, if you want a citizenship, you can buy it for $680 and pass a test that they will help you pass. And oh, by the way, you can put that now on a credit card, you know, citizenship and welfare with the easy payment plan. They say the White House is working with regional immigrant groups as well to organize more than 70 citizenship workshops and 200 naturalization ceremonies in the coming week alone. And they're getting high name celebrity profiles like Fernando Valenzuela, Mexican-born pitcher for the LA Dodgers, as citizenship ambassadors. That's it. So we're going to talk to Wayne Madsen about that, as well as the 9/11 conference that he was at. Of course, we've had the money bomb for the last couple of days. We have now extended those specials. We are going to extend that until we hit our goal of $1 million. Thank you so much for supporting that. And we are extending as a thank you to you free shipping through midnight tonight, as well as the discounts on the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, one of those is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We still have that as a 15% discount along with the free shipping. That's our ultra-pure Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, harvested from deep earth crystals, 8,000 feet below the earth's surface. We're bringing this ultra-pure, ultra-powerful iodine to you at the most affordable prices out there. And it's even more affordable now. 15% off, free shipping. This will sell out this weekend. The elite know that you need iodine to live. That's why they took it out of the food supply. That's why we're buying up iodine supplies around the world, and we're making that available to you for your health and for your preparation. Now is a good time to stock up. Free shipping, 15% off. It will be out of stock this weekend. We've already run out of stock on Deep Cleanse and Supermail as part of the Money Bomb specials that we've offered on our site. You'll also see Brain Force and Silver Bullet for 20% off. You'll see Oxy Powder and Secret 12 for 15% off. Let's go to, and again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Wayne Madsen now. And thank you for joining us, Wayne.
Hi, good to be with you.
Tell us about the 9/11 conference that you were speaking at last week.
Well, the theme of this year's conference, and it was in New York at the West Park Presbyterian Church on the west side of Manhattan, it concentrated on these 28 still classified pages from the Joint Congressional Inquiry on the Failures of Intelligence before 9/11. Now, the former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, former Senator Bob Graham of Florida, has urged the administration to release these 28 pages, as have a bipartisan group of senators and members of the House, including Senator Rand Paul, Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, and on the House side, Republican representatives Walter Jones, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, and Democratic Representative Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts. And look, the release of these pages is not going to solve the crime of 9/11, but it's certainly going to start opening up some doors to allow 9/11 researchers to proceed with the what the 9/11 Commission failed to do was investigate the reasons and the cause of 9/11. All they had to offer was what the country had to do to further destroy our Bill of Rights, our yes. constitutional rights. So it's a step. It's a step in the right direction. Some people think it's a diversion. That was not the theme at the conference. We, of course, heard from author Professor Lance DeHaven Smith from Florida State University, who, of course, has done an awful lot on not conspiracy theory, but as you mentioned earlier, conspiracy analysis. And he considers these types of crimes to be called, that he calls them state crimes against democracy, or SCAD, S-C-A-D.
So precisely, when we have them selling us a national security state, which has become a religion post 9/11. You know, yesterday was Constitution Day. I tweeted out, Wayne, I said, you know, we enacted a constitution, a declaration of independence to declare our independence from kings. But post 9/11, our rulers used that to publicly shred the Constitution and declare their independence from a rule of law. If they are going to do that, here we are 14 years later, they won't tell us what they said they did wrong. We can't know right. about that. But right. we're supposed to trust them. We're supposed to turn over all of our freedoms. We're supposed to overturn and destroy the legal system. We're supposed to overturn and destroy law enforcement that we used to have in this country to the however they say to do this, because they just invoke the magic words of national security. I talked to Thomas Drake, who's one of the NSA whistleblowers, and he said, look, before 9/11, they were deliberately telling people, downplaying any intel that they would get about terrorism. They didn't want them looking at that. Now, we can draw our own conclusions about that. He's not going to draw the conclusions for people, but he will tell people what was going on with that. They were deliberately downplaying it, and then immediately after 9/11, they play that up to completely remake everything. We need to see what they don't want us to see. That's one of the key things that has happened, of course, has been the secret government that doesn't tell us anything that they're doing. We don't have a right to know anything about what our government is doing, whether it's trade treaties. We're not stakeholders anymore. They've made that very clear. We need to see what their so-called incompetence is, even if it's their official story, because we've seen lie after lie after lie in their official conspiracy theory.
Right. And we also heard from John Perkins, who, of course, his seminal work, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, really exposed the deep state. And he spoke a lot about what he used to be involved with on behalf of the Wall Street bankers and the Central Intelligence Agency in overthrowing foreign governments, and suggest that that's absolutely what occurred on 9/11. So this sort of discipline of research is starting to, it's going mainstream. The other important thing is, the presidential candidates are starting to, they're starting to ask them questions about where they stand on releasing the 28 pages. Apparently Carly Fiorina was asked, and she said she's in favor of it. And, Jeb Bush, of course, was asked about it, and he said he didn't know what the 28 pages were. of course, we would get that from him. He hasn't really come clean on what he was doing on 9/11 himself. When he was
asking where his brother Marvin was. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Jeb also wants Margaret Thatcher on the U.S. $10 bill. I think Jeb is very confused and once again shows what happens when there's a lot of incest in a blue blood family from originally from Connecticut.
Well, you know, Wayne, he said, Margaret Thatcher goes, well, of course, that'd be illegal, but what the heck? And right. As my son said, yeah. Since when has the law ever constrained anyone in the Bush family? That's not even a joke anymore. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, they call him, as he said, they call me Jeb. I earned that. That was, I thought, the best line from the very first GOP debate. I still want to know, and that would be the question I would ask him, is that what does it mean to be a Jeb, and how does one earn that title?
Well, right, and he won't even use his last name. He uses Jeb with an exclamation point following. Yeah. It sort of reminds me of that the guy, the rock star who came up with this weird symbol, and he said, I'm the rock star formerly known as Prince. So I guess Jeb is the politician formerly known as Bush.
That's right. Well, we all know why he would want to avoid that last name. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Wayne Madsen.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Kimberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Kimberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Wayne Madsen. I want to get back to Wayne and ask him a little bit more about the 28 pages. I want to get his comment on what Jeb exclamation mark said the other night at the GOP debate. Before I do, I was just handed this note by Nico, our producer. There is a flash show special that we're doing in addition to the free shipping. We're now doing a show special, and that is 25% off Survival Shield X2. I just put that out there as 15% off. They've increased that to 25% off of both Survival Shield X2 and DNA Force. Again, X2 is our nascent iodine. Super high quality nascent iodine formulation harvested from 8,000 feet below the Earth's surface. DNA Force is an exclusive antioxidant formula loaded with the compound BioPQQ, which is backed by 175 clinical studies. Both of those are available at 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's a show special. And again, that is with free shipping. That is part of our thank you for your support over the years, part of our Money Bomb specials. Wayne, when we had the debate the other night, one of the things that they were talking about, of course, was the decision to go into Iraq, which everybody can look at right now and pretty much understand was a big mistake. Everyone except Jeb Bush, that is, because Jeb Bush defended this, and he says, you remember, here's a quote from the transcript, you remember the rumble, I think is what it says. It says that on the transcript. I don't know. I'm assuming he's saying the rubble, but that might be a Bushism or it might be a typo in the transcript. You remember the rumble or the rubble? He said, you remember the firefighter with his arms around it? I guess that's rubble then. He sent a clear signal that the United States would be strong and fight Islamic terrorism, and he did keep us safe. My brother did. Do you think he kept us safe, Wayne, or have we become much, much more at risk with what's gone on in the Middle East, as well as what's gone on in our own country? The overthrow of the rule of law, the militarization of the police, the destruction of the Constitution and legal system, all of those things have made us more dangerous, in my opinion. I would imagine you would agree.
Yeah, well, Jeb, of course, has been opposed to the legalization of marijuana in the state of Florida.
Yes.
Probably because he wants more of it for himself. It sounds like he's smoking a lot of it, because I don't know how in the world this guy could say his brother W kept us safe, and using the symbology of the collapsed World Trade Center is not the way to say that his brother kept us safe, because his brother ignored repeated warnings about the terrorist attack. We know that from National Security Council documents and all kinds of reports beforehand. So,
and the stand down of NORAD on that day. I mean, they had a complete collapse of all the systems. So his brother kept us safe. You know,
His brother was more interested in my pet goat in a second grade class in Sarasota, Florida, if I recall correctly. And basically, when Dick Cheney said, don't come back to Washington until later on in the day, Bush, who forgot he was commander in chief, decided to go hide in a hole in the ground outside Omaha, Nebraska. So.
Yeah, he wasn't asking, where's NORAD, you know, for 100 minutes. It's like, hey, where are the NORAD planes? No, you know, that's one of the things that Gore Vidal said. He said, of course, related to Al Gore family, his dad was highly connected in the military, had set up the NORAD defense system. He said, I knew there was something phony about this because they didn't scramble any planes for an hour and a half. Nothing happened. I mean, obviously, this was a stand down, and obviously, these failures were not only a obvious lie. He can't defend the lies of the Bush administration to get us into Iraq. Even if you start with the lies about 9/11, going to Iraq was another set of fresh new lies that they piled on top of that.
Absolutely. And this is why people like Bush, Jeb Bush says, what 28 pages? He knows full well what's in those 28 pages. He knows it points the finger directly at Bandar, Prince Bandar, the Saudi ambassador to Washington during 9/11, who was so close to his family, the Bush family, they called him Bandar Bush. Yeah. And when you peel back that onion layer, you're going to find out not only was Prince Bandar involved, but other key members of the Saudi government. And Lindsey Graham, sort of, who's opposed to the release of the 28 pages, kind of slipped up a couple weeks ago when he said release of those pages would put our relationship with our allies, use the plural term allies, in the Middle East region in jeopardy. Well, from what I've gathered, and of course nobody can talk about what's in the 28 pages, members of Congress can't even take notes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yet again, we see that. Stay with us. Can you stay with us, Wayne? Next segment. We're going to come back. I think we're going to be able to keep Wayne Madsen with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Breaking now at Infowars.com. Top imam. Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries. Sheikh Mohammed Aid recently gave a speech in which he asserted that Muslims should use the migrant crisis to breed with European citizens to conquer their countries. Aid stated that European countries were not rolling out the red carpet for migrants because they were compassionate, but because Europe was in dire need of a new source of labor. Soon we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing, he said. The imam's statements directly echo a philosophy born in the early 20th century called the Kalergi plan, devised by an Austrian diplomat named Richard Coudenhove Kalergi. He writes, "The band of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear owing to the vanishing of space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in appearance to that of ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with the diversity of individuals." Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're holding the Operation Money Bomb specials over till the end of the weekend, so log on now to Infowars.com/Money Bomb.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Want to
to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Wayne Madsen. We have him for one more segment. Of course, this is a long segment. I want to talk to Wayne about ISIS. You know, it rhymes with crisis. We got trouble right here in River City. That's what we've been told by the GOP endlessly, pushing ISIS. This kind of, you know, listen to Lindsey Graham. ISIS justifies everything that they do. We can destroy the rule of law. We can spend gazillions of dollars. We can start wars everywhere, you know, because ISIS, that's the magic word. That and national security, just wave those words around with a magic wand, and they have carte blanche to do anything they want. We're going to talk about the phony narrative that we're being fed on ISIS. I want to break down this history, get some commentary from Wayne Madsen, who analyzes this from an intelligence standpoint. There's been a long trail of information that we've gotten. Before we do, I just want to let you know again about the hourly special that we have here. It's 25% off Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and DNA Force. These are the things that we've been doing as part of our Money Bomb. We've extended the free shipping of the Money Bomb. We are now extending the process of doing some hourly specials throughout the show. This will end in this hour again. DNA Force is an exclusive antioxidant formula loaded with the compound BioPQQ, backed by 175 clinical studies. Listen, we are proud of the ingredients of our products. Unlike the people who are selling you food with GMO and are going to Congress to try to prevent them from telling people what's in their products, we want you to know what's in our products. We want you to know about things like BioPQQ. Look it up. Look at the reviews. See what this does for people, what these clinical studies have shown. See what other people are saying with reviews that are on our site. We don't hide our ingredients. We're proud of them. I would think that people in a market environment, whether they're selling food, whether they're selling supplements, they would want to put stuff in for a competitive advantage that consumers would want. But that's not the way our food system typically works. That's why you need to be careful about what you get. That's why you need to get supplementation. They've taken good stuff like iodine out of the food supply. They try to sneak in things like GMO they know people don't want, and they don't want to have that put on the label. But we are proud of what's in our ingredients. Again, you can get DNA Force as well as Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, both 25% off with this hourly special that's at our store. And again, there's a lot of discounts still set up on things that we have not sold out of yet. Brain Force 20% off, Silver Bullet 20% off, Oxy Powder, and Secret 12. That's our B12 formulation. Those are both 15% off. Free shipping. We are going to keep that through midnight tonight, and Alex has extended these Money Bomb specials until we hit the $1 million mark, but we have a special just for this hour, 25% off Survival Shield X2 and DNA Force. Wayne, just before they had the debate, there was an article from McClatchy that was put up on the Drudge Report. I would think that the GOP candidates would look at the Drudge Report, that Jake Tapper or CNN would look at it. But of course, there was no mention whatsoever about the revelations that the U.S. military trained the top ISIS commander. And this follows a long train of revelations that have been coming out for a couple of years that we've been covering, that you've been covering. New American has an article about this. They say, first, there was an admission that Obama's anti-ISIS coalition had funded and armed various terrorist groups in Syria that went on to become ISIS. That was Joe Biden admitting that when he spoke at Harvard. He admitted that. Then we had the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey said in Senate testimony that Sunni Arab dictators and Obama's anti-ISIS coalition were not only supporting ISIS, they were funding it. Then we found out from a Freedom of Information Act request, in 2012, the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency pointed out that Western powers and their Islamic dictator allies were supporting Islamic terrorists and that they wanted to see a fundamentalist Islamic state created in East Syria. Finally, we had the former chief of the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, go on television, spill the beans on Obama's willful support to Islamic terrorists while distancing himself from the policies. And so this last revelation that we got from McClatchy, which came the day of the debate and was completely ignored about how we trained the top ISIS commander, all of this is being completely ignored, and we have to do everything to get rid of ISIS. Your comments, Wayne.
Well, not only that, yesterday we had General Austin, the commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command, when asked during his testimony before the Congress, how many of these moderate Syrian rebels have you trained? And he said four or five. it's, you know, we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on training these so-called moderate rebels in Syria, and he said we've trained four or five.
Yeah.
we have not trained any moderate. There are no moderate Syrian rebels. There may be a few, but they're living courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer in four-star hotels in Istanbul and Ankara, Turkey. They're not fighting any wars against Assad's government from the bar at the Intercontinental Hotel in Istanbul. We had Petraeus the other day, the convicted criminal, David Petraeus, suggested the U.S. ally with Al-Qaeda. He says it's just, a week before the 9/11 observances. And he says we should ally with Al-Qaeda to fight ISIL. I got news for this General Petraeus, who was nothing more than a pencil sharpening general, a paper pusher. He didn't see much combat. And when he did get close to it in Iraq, he helped actually train what became Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and that morphed into, when they went into Syria, that morphed into ISIL or ISIS, which means there is no difference between Al-Qaeda and ISIL. He apparently doesn't know that. Maybe that's why he became the head of the CIA. My dog would do a better job as a CIA director than David Petraeus. Yet we hear John McCain and Lindsey Graham always referring to this convicted criminal Petraeus as they always say, our dear General Petraeus. I'm waiting for the three of them to go start shopping for furniture together at IKEA. the thing is, the current director of the CIA is even worse. John Brennan, who was the CIA station chief in Riyadh in the 90s, he's rumored to have converted. You know, he went to Fordham, so he went to a Jesuit college, but the word is he actually converted now there's a real question that should be asked. A former FBI agent said that Brennan converted to Islam and he was actually made the pilgrimage to Mecca.
Really?
Yeah. So his name should be El Hajj John Brennan. He made the pilgrimage and he's single-handedly has given the Saudis everything they want. He's been providing weapons to ISIL in Iraq and Syria and Al-Qaeda and the Al-Nusra Front and the Khorasan group, all these radicals. And yet when asked how many moderates the U.S. has trained in Syria, the head of the Special Operation Command said four or five. That's because all the training and money is going to the ISIL group, the beheaders, the rapists, the kidnappers, the murderers, and the people that blow up these ancient relics that have survived thousands of years but just can't survive another CIA-funded group.
Well, of course, we have been allied since they created the petrodollar. We've been allied with Saudi Arabia, the most repressive, the most fundamentalist of any of the Islamic regimes, the Wahhabis there in Saudi Arabia. They have more beheadings than ISIS. And with everybody being concerned about the humanitarian crisis that's going on with this war in Syria, did you hear anything in the GOP about Saudi Arabia's invasion of Yemen and targeting civilians in Yemen, their southern neighbor? I didn't hear anything at all about that, Wayne.
No, and we know the Saudis have been lobbying against the release of those 28 pages, and helping them is AIPAC, because when Lindsey Graham said it'll harm U.S. relations with other allies in the region, well, I've heard through the grapevine, people have read that report, the other allies he's referring to is Kuwait. Remember the country the old man Bush went in and saved from Saddam Hussein, Qatar, where we have two major U.S. military bases, and of course Israel, which is a absolute ally of Saudi Arabia because they want to jointly attack Iran. The truth be said, Iran is one of the most moderate nations in the Middle East. It should be our natural ally. They're fighting ISIL. They're fighting Al-Qaeda. They always have. They tried to help us fight Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. I don't think we took full advantage of that offer because Cheney and his neocons would never do any kind of business with Iran. So it's a mess. You know, when Donald Trump says our policy in the Middle East is a mess, he's right. He just has the wrong solutions, I'm afraid, for it.
Yes.
Because he doesn't understand the mess, but he does, at least he understands it's a mess. He doesn't know why there's a mess and what caused the mess.
Well, certainly what you're talking about with Iran should be one of our natural allies. Of course, you know, everybody wants to think about Israel and the Arabs as being antithetical to each other, two opposites. But as we see over and over again, what is sold to us as polar opposites are always on the same side. That's the way our government, the way the CIA operates things. And so, as you pointed out, Israel and Saudi Arabia, the Arabs are working to try to take out Iran and other groups. And they're working against the best interests of the United States. But, of course, Saudi Arabia has the leverage over us of the petrodollar. That's the way that Nixon and Kissinger set all this up. Once they took us off the gold standard after Bretton Woods, then they said, okay, our new leverage is going to be the petrodollar. We're going to work with the Saudis, and the Saudis are joined at the hip with the CIA. And I think it's very important for people to understand, we've had situations with the Iranians. They want to portray them in the mainstream media as being these radical, crazy people, and yet we shot down a civilian airliner of Iran, and they didn't do anything about it. What would we have done if it had been reversed? Of course, we know exactly what would have happened. Many people don't understand what's going on in Iran. They don't understand the history that we had prior to the Ayatollah Khomeini coming to power as a reaction to the Shah of Iran that we put in there. And of course, you know, we overthrew their government under Mossadegh, or the CIA coup. They had an incredibly repressive regime. Wayne, when I was in college, there were a lot of Iranian students in the engineering curriculum that were there. They were protesting with masks over their face because they were concerned about repercussions at home with the Savak. And I said, well, what's that about? And they were telling me about what the Savak, who was trained by the CIA, what they were doing at home. And it's like, I can't believe that at that point in time, that was kind of my awakening as to how repressive and brutal our government can be with these coups and the governments that they institute there. So people, Americans, have no understanding of what happened in Iran prior to the takeover of the American embassy. They don't have a historical context.
That's correct. And I mean, you look at the history of U.S. Middle East policy, and they talk about blowback, and we certainly saw the blowback in so many respects. The supporting the Mujahideen against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, when in fact that was the breeding ground where Osama bin Laden and his cohorts became so powerful. There was never any issue between them and the Saudis, because the Saudis would pay them money so they would never attack inside the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we've been just led astray by all these bought and paid for politicians and the media. The media has been absolutely disgusting on this. And now we see the media, instead of asking these candidates during these debates legitimate questions, we see basically what was predicted by the 1970s movie Network. The presidential campaign has been turned into a reality TV show where you don't have political people behind the scenes, coming up with questions. You got Hollywood directors saying, get the camera on this one, get the camera on that one. And it's just a big Hollywood production. It's a complete waste of time. I wouldn't even watch that debate because, if I want to see that, I'll go back and rewatch the movie Network, which was way ahead of its time.
You know, it was interesting. One of the stories that came out that I thought was pretty funny, Wayne, was Bernie Sanders. They had some of the tweets that he was putting out trolling the Republicans while this was going on. And I strongly disagree with Bernie Sanders. I'm not supporting Bernie Sanders as a presidential candidate. But what he had to say about the GOP debate was spot on. This is what he had to say, Wayne. He said, war, war, war. When do we get to the other major priority? Tax breaks for billionaires. Then he said, Trump, what a pleasant, humble person, can't stop saying kind and generous things about his fellow Republicans. And he says, finally, okay, let's vote for Reagan. He sounds better than any of these other guys. I mean, that's basically it. Personal invectives, mostly from Donald Trump. And that's what Jake Tapper was doing. He said, he'd come to people and say, well, you know, Donald Trump said this about you. What do you think about that? I mean, it's like some kind of a silly high school instigator, you know, trying to pit one person against the other. But then the rest of it was Ronald Reagan and let's go to war with the rest of the world.
Right, and it's no different than what Fox did in the last debate. They're both seeing huge ratings as a result of these debates, but yeah. People are not being educated. What should happen is the debate should go back to the League of Women Voters. It should go back into a regular political debate format. Standard debate rules should apply. If they have a problem with that, go back and look at the Nixon-Kennedy debate, what was moderated by Howard K. Smith. That can be done again. It isn't going to get ratings. It's not going to entertain people, but it's going to maybe start educating people about the choices they have in the next election, because people right now are being entertained and not educated. And I believe that in the older debates from years gone past, the networks ate the advertising time. They actually ran a debate without commercial breaks because they thought it was in the public interest to educate the voting public. That's all been lost with this crazy Hollywood. Because you got to realize both Fox News and CNN are not owned by news companies. They're owned by entertainment conglomerates.
Oh, yeah. That's
News
right. Yeah.
And
four or five of them now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it was reported, and they were even admitting it before, that what they wanted was conflict so they could get some sound bites, so they could get an audience. It is a reality TV show. I call it Celebrity Big Brother. Every 4 years, we get to elect another Big Brother. And this is just like that structure where they take one guy goes out every couple of weeks. You know, we've already had Rick Perry get voted out of Celebrity Big Brother. So now we will see this gradual attrition, and this can go on quite some time with this large a field. They can be taking them out one at a time. The only thing that really changed between the two debates, the first one at Fox and the second one at CNN, was that instead of the anchor putting themselves up there and going head to head with Donald Trump, what they tried to do was mix up Donald Trump with the other candidates. Instead of like Megyn Kelly aimed her lip gloss at Donald Trump and said, "You don't like women, do you? You know, start a fight, personal fight with him." But that's essentially what's happening. It is a reality show. It's one of the reasons why Donald Trump is doing so well. He's done reality shows for a very long time, been very successful at it. He knows exactly how to do that.
Yes, right. And the other thing they're doing, they're taking candidates who do the earlier, you know, the kiddie debate, and subjectively putting them into the adult debate. What's the ground rules for that? They put Carly Fiorina up there.
We're out of time. Thank you so much,
Lindsey Graham.
Just recently,
thank you so much, Wayne Madsen. Thank you.
Disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great tasting, high quality GMO free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today. 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We were just talking to Wayne Madsen. And as we're ending up talking about the debate, I want to play you this clip from the debate, because although there's a lot of nonsense from the debate, I think there is still important things that we can glean from it. Again, the discussion about vaccines, their safety, their efficacy, and most importantly, informed consent and your freedom. Those were all topics that got touched on. Let's hear that clip from the debate.
Hello.
Hey, let's go to what they're saying right now, because Donald Trump is making an epic statement about the connection of autism and vaccines.
And I've seen it, and I had my children taken care of over a long period of time, over a 2 or 3 year period of time, same exact amount. But you take this little beautiful baby and you pump. I mean, it looks just like it's meant for a horse, not for a child. And we've had so many instances, people that work for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick.
This now is great. He's doing a great job.
I only say
thank you, Donald.
It's not, I'm in favor of vaccines.
I gotta say thank
over
you
a longer period of time,
yep.
Same amount.
Excellent.
But just in little
and
sections.
That's what I said earlier.
Dr. Carter,
I agree on that.
Excellent.
I think you're going to see a big impact on autism.
Dr. Carter, yeah. You're going to hear Ben Carson jump in.
Nailed it.
Good job. Vaccine. He didn't backtrack. I like that.
That's right.
He's an okay doctor.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Trust me because I'm a doctor. Come on. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't hear that. I can read the stuff myself, Dr. Ben Carson.
Right.
Read the Constitution, jerk, if you're going to run for president.
There's no autism associated with vaccinations.
Whoa.
But it is true that
documented proof by our paid off scientists, paid off by Big Pharma.
Now recognize that, and I think are cutting down on the number and the proximity in which those are done.
And that's
I think
all I'm saying, Jake. That's
Dr.
all
Paul?
I'm saying.
Dr.
Well, now
Paul,
they're saying autism is caused by...
Hey, let's understand.
One after the other.
Yeah, let's understand we have such a thing called informed consent, unless we're their slaves,
one
too.
One of the greatest medical discoveries of all time were the vaccines, particularly for smallpox. And if you want to read a story, it's called The Speckled Monster. It's an amazing story. It was all done voluntarily, but people came in by the droves. George Washington wouldn't let his wife visit until she got vaccinated. So I'm all for vaccines, but I'm also for freedom. I'm also a little concerned about how they're bunched up. My kids had all of their vaccines, and even if the science doesn't say bunching them up's a problem, I ought to have the right to spread my vaccines out a little bit at the very least.
That's right.
All right.
Informed
thank you.
Consent.
Yeah, coming up, Jake.
Yep.
I'm sorry,
that's
Governor
right.
Huckabee, please.
That's the point. You know what? I disagree with Rand Paul on vaccines, but he nailed it, because as a president, what his responsibility is not to decide. Even if he is a doctor, his responsibility is not to decide what's the best for us and make us do it.
Right.
It's his responsibility to make sure he maintains our freedom to make that decision.
It's my job as a person to decide if I want to have a beer, if I decide if I want to go smoke pot, if I want to take a vaccination. It's up to me to decide what goes in my body.
That's right.
Not some president, not some dictator who thinks they can tell me what I can or can't do.
That's right.
It should be up to me. That's the freedom. That's what America's supposed to be about.
And just like Carson, he's like, yeah, maybe.
maybe we should space them out a little bit more, but what about all the people who took them before that, who are suffering the ill effects of having these things bang, 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 come through in such a tight?
And you're not going to hear all these people who are now singing the praises of vaccines, even Rand Paul and Huckabee. You're not going to hear them talking about when they talk about polio, polio, polio. You're not going to hear them talking about SV40, simian virus number 40, which was put into the vaccines, adulterating the vaccines, exactly, causing, and they admitted this, causing cancer. They still continue to use it even after they knew they'd contaminated the vaccines with it.
Again, that was live coverage of our debate, our coverage of the live debate as part of the money bomb. That was, I was there with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and Joe Biggs. We were commenting on the debate as it happened. Again, that was SV40 that they put into the polio vaccine that everybody wants to use as the poster child. It's our decision. The science is not settled because the vaccines are not settled. They're constantly changing them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be playing some more clips from the live debate coverage that we had as part of the Money Bomb. That was the GOP debate with CNN. Before we get to that, we're going to play those in the next segment. Before we get to that, there's some breaking news that came out today. We had information about Hillary's State Department lawyer. We find out that there are some emails where they are sending an email saying, destroy these classified Benghazi emails. This is reported by WND. They say another jolting disclosure in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. The State Department asked her lawyer to destroy all electronic copies of an email with classified information on the Benghazi terrorist attack. They say Clinton attorney David Kendall refused the request from Undersecretary of State for management, Patrick F. Kennedy, citing requests by Congress and other investigators to preserve her records. In other words, they said, we've had Congress and investigators ask us not to destroy this, but you and the State Department are asking us to destroy these Benghazi emails. How about that? That's one of the reasons why her popularity is plummeting. Of course, there's been no debates on the Democrat side. Hillary Clinton has been working with her allies in the Democrat Party hierarchy to make sure that that doesn't happen. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is biding his time. I guess that's what we ought to call him. He's biding his time. He's going to wait, I think, until for his formal announcement, until just before the first caucuses and primaries. He'll be the fresh new replacement. We've seen Hillary Clinton lose a massive purge of 20% of her popularity. Where did that go? Did it go to Bernie Sanders? No, it went to Joe Biden, who hasn't even announced. Now we have this article that came out yesterday off of the Drudge Report. National Review reports that Josh Alcorn, who joined the draft Biden super PAC, MSNBC headlined the story, Draft Biden Just Got Real. Well, he was talking on a train, on an Amtrak train from New York to Wilmington.
He was talking very, very loudly, and everyone could, no one could avoid hearing him in the cafe car. And what he said was, I am 100% that Joe is in. But of course, I think he's going to be crafty. I think he's going to, Joe Biden his time, and he is going to wait until just before, the primaries to announce that. And I quite frankly think that there is a movement within the Democrat Party to get rid of Hillary Clinton. I think she's got some pretty sharp elbows. I think they are essentially criminals with a lot on other people, and many people would like to see them out of the way. I think Joe Biden also has a lot of connections within the Democrat Party, but I don't think they're the kind of blackmailing connections that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are likely to have. Now, one of the interesting things that came up with this was Hillary Clinton said she can't name a single top accomplishment. She was asked directly by Wolf Blitzer in her first live interview of the campaign. So there hasn't been any debates at all on the Democrat side. There hasn't even been a live interview of Hillary. Remember how everybody is amazed at how they are so closed-mouthed? No questions are allowed at her book tour. Everybody has to stay back at a distance. Very, very, very controlled. And it makes the Democrats, I think, wonder, is she really up to a campaign? Is she really up to a debate? Well, when she was asked in her very first live interview of the campaign season with Wolf Blitzer on CNN on Thursday, he says, what, name your number one accomplishment. And she kind of stammered and she didn't really have an answer. She said instead that anyone who's interested in her accomplishments should read my book, Hard Choices. My son Lance said, well, maybe that's because her sole accomplishment is to have hired a ghostwriter. So I guess even Hillary will have to read the book to find out what accomplishments that ghostwriter fabricated for her. Because all we can see is a criminal in office. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with some more clips of the GOP debate as well as some comments. We'll be right back.
Daniels, Infowars.com. The recent incident involving a Muslim kid who took a realistic-looking suitcase bomb to class is looking more and more like a staged event. The father of the kid, Mohammed El-Hassan Mohammed, is a known Islamic activist who has previously engaged in several stunts to call out what he labels anti-Islamic activity. What better stunt than to send your kid to school with a look-alike bomb to later claim he was racially profiled? Political commentator Pamela Geller revealed that Mohammed has been looking for publicity and chances to fight against Islamophobia for a long time, and he gained the opportunity this past week, going as far as to claim his son was tortured by law enforcement. Also, if you look at photos of the so-called suitcase clock the kid brought to school, it looks just like a suitcase bomb. And doesn't it seem weird to you that Obama was so quick to invite the kid to the White House? Journalist Steve Watson covers this incident in detail at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so check it out. And please consider donating to the Infowars Money Bomb. Once again, this is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. intelligens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. This is the third hour of the show. In the fourth hour, Joe Biggs is going to be joining us as host. Today in the Overdrive segment, Joe Biggs will be talking to Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics to talk about how to react in a real-world scenario with an active shooter or other real-world scenarios. So don't miss that. Very, very important information that may help you to survive a situation like that. Speaking of survival, we still have a hourly flash special. We have Survival Shield X2 is still 15% off the money bomb. It is going to sell out this weekend. We have extended free shipping until midnight tonight. We have extended many of these show specials, but we also have an hourly special. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and DNA Force are both 25% off right now at the InfoWarsLife.com store. Again, you can get both of those at 25% off, that Survival Shield X2 and DNA Force at 25% off, plus free shipping, because that's available as part of our extension of the Money Bomb thank you and the specials that we've had there. Again, DNA Force has the compound BioPQQ backed by 175 clinical studies. Look at the comments. Look at the reviews there. You can pick that up now, 25% off for that, and Nascent Iodine. I want to talk a little bit about the GOP debate and some of the things that have emerged in the last couple of days about the comments that Carly Fiorina had. And, of course, we look at the economic news today. The stock market had an immediate negative reaction to the fact that the Federal Reserve did not raise interest rates. It dropped, opened up this morning. All the exchanges in the United States were down about 1%. But let's look at some other economic news. There's an article from Zero Hedge. This is why Hewlett-Packard just fired another 30,000 people. And he writes, remember when Hewlett-Packard announced that it would fire 58,000 people this last February? Just so the company could spend even more billions of dollars in stock buybacks to make its shareholders filthier rich? Well, he points out that now they are going to fire another 30,000, an additional 30,000. Hewlett-Packard is going down the drain, folks. And this is his comment, and I think it's a great comment. I want to read this from Zero Hedge. He says, and so, dear 30,000 formerly well-paid computer engineers and technicians, welcome to the fast food recovery. Precisely. And I have to say that Carly Fiorina is the perfect example of the Peter Principle. Maybe we should start calling it the Paula Principle in her particular case. As Donald Trump rightly pointed out, she had made a disaster of the company that she was at before Hewlett-Packard. When she went to Hewlett-Packard, when they finally fired her after it was 5 or 6 years that she was there, they drove her out. The stock had tanked over 50%. In other words, to put this in perspective, when we look at the economic crisis in Greece, what happened to the Greek banks after they were shut down for a couple of weeks? What happened with the depressed financial expectations for the Greek banks was essentially what happened to Hewlett-Packard while Carly Fiorina was their CEO. So she wants to run on that as an accomplishment. She ran on that as an accomplishment and was rejected for senator in California. So now she's trying to fail up again going for the presidency. Now, one of the things that she was lauded for by the neocon press, like Fox News, are just fawning over her. And, of course, Mika Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter, just loved Carly. Could not say enough kind things about Carly Fiorina. So Brzezinski's daughter loves her. Fox News loves her, but Planned Parenthood doesn't love her. They said the conservative press is talking about what a great job she did calling Planned Parenthood out. Well, quite frankly, I don't think she did. Quite frankly, these Planned Parenthood videos, this investigation is done by the Center for Medical Progress, that expose, there is some horrendous stuff that is done there, real stuff that is done there, but it feeds the narrative that it is phony when you elaborate on what was shown. When you take one questionable edit that they did out of all of these videos that they did, there was one questionable edit where they showed some other footage that was not part of their expose and edited that in for effect, and they had a narration there. I think that was a mistake for them to do it, but it was a much bigger mistake for Carly Fiorina to talk about that incident and that incident alone and make that into a fictional account. You don't need to lie about it. You don't need to elaborate on it. You don't need to fabricate something that wasn't there. The real truth is bad enough. And we undermine the case when we do that. I don't think she deliberately meant to undermine it, but she did not do a great job of defending this, because Planned Parenthood came out with this letter to her today, this open letter. Dear Ms. Farina, last night in the Republican primary debate, you challenged people to watch videos of Planned Parenthood, which you said included graphic and disturbing images that you described. I'm writing to tell you directly that your claims are completely false, that the video footage you described simply does not exist. Literally, there is no such scene of any heavily edited, widely discredited videos that have been released by anti-abortion extremists. Your statements last night, while vivid and attention-getting, were completely untrue. Exactly. She fabricated it just like she fabricated her tenure at Hewlett-Packard. And there's something else that she fabricated, too, in order to propagate this failed war on drugs. Let's play this clip about her daughter, where she talks about her daughter dying from a drug overdose.
And Jacob, I want to bring in Ms. Fiorina. I want to bring in Ms.
Fiorina. It's been done over and over again, Christy, by people like you.
I hope that I am the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband, Frank, and I buried a child to drug addiction.
Oh, my God.
So... We must invest more in
what kind of drug?
Overdose of marijuana or what? I don't know.
I agree with states' rights, but we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer. It's not. And the marijuana that kids are smoking.
Let me chime in here. How many people have buried a child or a family member or a parent because of the war on drugs? Because police, SWAT team, killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent people. Even people who were smoking something recreationally. Should that be a death sentence in America? And we need to understand that this war on drugs came from a United Nations agenda, just like Agenda 21. They created an agenda in 1961, complete with four schedules. Schedule 1 drugs were drugs that said they had no medical use whatsoever. Marijuana was put into that. And the fact that they have medical marijuana exemptions puts a lie to the fact that marijuana is still a Schedule 1. But it goes worse than that. Worse than that. We have two constitutional amendments out of 20-something that are about prohibition. We had one that made alcohol, prohibited alcohol. That didn't help anybody. We have people who are dying every year from alcohol overdoses. College students every fall will go to college, get away from their parents, and overdose on alcohol. We could tell sob stories about that. It's a very sad situation. But alcohol prohibition did not stop it. It made it worse.
Right.
And it was done, though, with a constitutional amendment, because we used to have people that gave a flying whatever about the Constitution. We don't have anybody like that anymore. They could care less what's in the Constitution. Where's their constitutional amendment? The constitutional amendment with 10 and with 9, those amendments say that the government doesn't have any powers that weren't directly given to them. We just had these guys quote that about certain issues, but not about the war on drugs, not about the UN's war on drugs. This is a UN agenda that these conservatives are pushing on you. It has killed millions of people in America and across the world. Far more than that, look at the war in Mexico. That is a war on drugs. You want to talk about all the violence coming across? Let's talk about the roots in the war on drugs. That war on drugs that these people have pushed from the UN has created the violence in Mexico. Tens of thousands of people have died there. More people have died there than in Afghanistan. You want to talk about these dangerous drug cartels coming across? They were created by our war on drugs. That's the truth of what's going on here. It's far worse than what they're talking about. Rand Paul did a great job with that. It's great to see him lay that down on Jeb Bush and on Chris Christie, the privilege of Jeb Bush and the criminality of that prosecutor, Chris Christie, that disgusting.
Yeah, the war on drugs has definitely destroyed a lot of families and their futures.
He's almost worse than Lindsey Graham.
And you can hear that was our live coverage of the debate the other night. Again, that was Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. And as she's talking about how she lost a daughter, you could hear Joe Biggs go, oh, no, are you talking about marijuana? We all know that it wasn't a death from marijuana. What was her? What did her daughter die from? Well, it was reported the next day. I did some research, and this is something that International Business Times pointed out. They said, who is Lori Ann Fiorina, Carly's stepdaughter, who died of a drug overdose? Well, she battled addiction. What was she fighting? It wasn't an overdose from marijuana. Surprise, surprise. Guess what it was? She battled addiction to prescription drugs and alcohol and bulimia. She battled with that for a very long time in her life. Carly Fiorina wrote about that in her book called Rising to the Challenge. But listen, her daughter died in 2009 after 38 years of the failed war on drugs. It made absolutely no difference to her daughter's life. It has not made any difference to anybody else's life. But we've had a lot of people, as I pointed out, who have been shot to death by SWAT teams, who have been killed in this prohibition war we used to see during alcohol prohibition. People riding up and down the streets on the running boards of the Model Ts, shooting people with Tommy guns. We have something far worse than that. It's been going on for a much longer time than that. And I have to say, if Carly Fiorina wants to take the tragedy of her daughter and make that a pity party for herself, use that to inject her into the prohibition debate, she needs to take some responsibility about what she did in her own family's life. Where was she in her daughter's life? Was she rising in Hewlett-Packard, or was she rising to the challenge of those around her, her loved ones? That is really where this war on drugs is going to be won or lost, by families, by those people who love you, who know you. It is not going to be won by the Billy Club who in the truncheon and the drug prohibition war. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. But that's the kind of phony debates that we saw from the hero of the mainstream media, Carly Fiorina. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes. And in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure,
Estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We were just playing excerpts from our live Money Bomb coverage, and we want to again thank you so much for supporting us. We're very close to reaching our goal of $1 million. As a thank you, Alex has extended free shipping till midnight tonight, and has extended the specials at InfoWarsLife.com until we reach that goal of $1 million. One of those specials is Survival Shield X2, 15% off. We're continuing that Money Bomb special. That's one of the specials that we've had there. Again, that's Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, one way that you can supplement your diet with many of the things that they have taken out, many of the essential nutrients that have been taken out. As, of course, they want to add other things in that you really don't want to have in your diet and not tell you about it. That's what they call in Washington the Safe and Accurate Labeling Act. Of course, we are proud of the ingredients that we have in our products here, and we thank you for your support. Again, we are offering 15% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It will sell out this weekend. We're absolutely certain. We've already sold out of several of the other things that we had. Their Deep Cleanse, Super Male are sold out, but we do have Oxy Powder, Secret 12, also 15% off, and Brain Force and Silver Bullet are 20% off. Again, free shipping. One of the things that we were talking about when we talked to Paul Joseph Watson, of course, there are social and cultural reasons that we are seeing the population decline in the West, I believe. And of course, as Watson pointed out, we see massive decrease in sperm count and other issues. There's BPA, that the plastic that so many of our food and drinks are packaged in, as well as other things that are being put into the food supply. And whether you believe it's deliberate or not, it is causing a massive effect. And as part of the Money Bomb, we had Gucciardi and Dr. Group, Anthony Gucciardi, talking to Dr. Group about why we're seeing such a revolution with people taking control of their health, taking an interest in their nutrients. Here's what they had to say as part of the Money Bomb.
Why do you think we have such tangible success in the health realm? I feel like every day there's a new story. Every single day there's a new health success. There's a new victory against Monsanto or against some of the CMF stuff. Every single time I go on the news, we have a major victory in the health field.
Because it's the truth. I mean, it's undeniably the truth. We know for a fact the electromagnetic frequencies are damaging to the body. You know, we come out with solutions for that. We know for a fact anybody can go look at vaccines and flu shots if they do it a small amount of research and not believe what they're hearing through mainstream media, we know it's a fact that the amount that are given to a child is extremely damaging to that child. We know that artificial colors and sweeteners are damaging. There's been enough studies. As time progresses, we know that the damaging effects of pesticides, Roundup, glyphosate, you know, all of these things, genetically modified organisms. People are becoming educated. We know the damaging effects, and we're making progress because people are actually avoiding those things. The big companies never wanted to change. The, you know, Kraft, Nabisco, all those companies, Pepsi, who just bought Suja juice for, bought a big stake in Suja juice, organic. All the big companies are realizing now, because of consumer demand, that they need to start going chemical free too, because no one's going to buy their products anymore. It's exactly what we wanted and what we've been asking for years.
It's true. We're completely dominating the market and voting with our dollar. You know, I bet we're going to look back in 50, even 10, 20, 30, 40 years and say, what were we thinking? You know, because we feel like we have a responsibility right now to push all this and change all this. And some people agree and some people say you're crazy. In like 20 to 30 years, maybe 50, we're going to look back and say, how could we have ever thought that this was safe? What did we do? Just like in the 40s and 50s where they had like radiation rings and stuff, like, oh, get your radiation ring. It's really good for you. It enhances your health and it cures cancer and stuff, obviously giving you cancer. That's what it's going to be like. We're going to say things like the FDA said that was heart healthy. The FDA said that was good for you. The FDA said the RDA of vitamin C was what? We're going to be taking hundreds of thousands of the RDA of these vitamins and nutraceuticals, and it's going to be like no big deal. No one's even going to ask questions. Nobody, at that point, we're going to understand. It's going to be like knowing that drinking water is good. We're going to be like, we drank water with what in it? And would you?
Right.
Granddad, you'd really turn on a tap and pharmaceuticals will be in your water? What the heck? You know,
I think arsenic, the number one cancer causing and the most toxic chemical, fluoride, number two toxic chemical known to man, was in your water supply.
It's like Rome.
What was going on? Pipes.
They had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say, hey, maybe we shouldn't use these lead constructs to funnel all the water through it. Maybe that's why we're going insane. Not to mention we drink two bottles of wine every night. And we're like, oh, shut up. You're insane. You don't know what you're talking about. That's how I feel right now. I feel like it's at a certain point, we're just going to realize what's going on.
And again, that was Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group from our Money Bomb. And we thank you so much for supporting us. We thank you for supporting your health as well. It's been a big win for both of us. We'll be right back with some more clips from the live coverage of the GOP debate.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. The recent incident involving a Muslim kid who took a realistic-looking suitcase bomb to class is looking more and more like a staged event. The father of the kid, Muhammad El Hassan Muhammad, is a known Islamic activist who has previously engaged in several stunts to call out what he labels anti-Islamic activity. What better stunt than to send your kid to school with a look-alike bomb to later claim he was racially profiled? Political commentator Pamela Geller revealed that Muhammad has been looking for publicity and chances to fight against Islamophobia for a long time, and he gained the opportunity this past week, going as far as to claim his son was tortured by law enforcement. Also, if you look at photos of the so-called suitcase clock the kid brought to school, it looks just like a suitcase bomb. And doesn't it seem weird to you that Obama was so quick to invite the kid to the White House? Journalist Steve Watson covers this incident in detail at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so check it out. And please consider donating to the Infowars Money Bomb. Once again, this is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest
easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. Of course, the last couple of days, we've had the money bomb to help us get to the next level. We're trying to get $1 million to reach 400 million viewers in North and Central America. The way that we're going to do that is with satellite free-to-air programming, putting the nightly news as well as a radio program on satellite feeds that are free to air for your local station. So if you cannot support us financially, please try to support us in terms of getting onto these programs. People need to know that there's going to be an audience that they can sell their advertising on in order to carry this programming locally on television. You can help us to get on there. We have an information packet that you can download there that's at the Money Bomb to try to get us to a larger audience. You have helped us to get to this point. We are very thankful for that. Alex has extended the specials as part of the Money Bomb until we reach the $1 million level. We're very close to that. We're also very close to selling out on a lot of these products like X2. In spite of that, they have continued the free shipping till midnight tonight, and they've actually put on as a special for the show Survival Shield X2 as well as DNA Force. Both are 25% off. As part of the hourly show special. This is something that we're doing throughout the Money Bomb, and we sold out of several of the products that are there. Those that remain, as you can see there on the screen, we have a lot of products that are still 15 to 20% off. We have the show special of Survival Shield X2, which will sell out this weekend. No question about it, as well as DNA Force are both 25% off. Now, I want to go back to the debate because, of course, we were talking to Wayne Madsen, and he said it is absolutely a ridiculous scenario. There was a lot about it that was ridiculous, as we talked about Celebrity Big Brother aspects of it, trying to create a conflict so they could get sound bites from it. A lot of silly questions, especially at the very end. Remember the question where they asked people about who should be the new face on the $10 bill? The Treasury Department has said that they're going to put a woman on the $10 bill. Currently, we have Alexander Hamilton. And it was very interesting to hear. Of course, there's a lot of silly answers. My wife, my mother, all this other kind of stuff. Trivializing this whole process as if it wasn't trivialized enough. Make it even more trivial. But it was interesting, I thought, to hear Ted Cruz and what he had to say. He says, I wouldn't change the $10 bill. I'd change the $20. I'd take Andrew Jackson off, and I'd leave Alexander Hamilton where he was. Now, if you know your history, you know that Alexander Hamilton fought against most of the other founding fathers, fought against Thomas Jefferson, who said a central bank would be the ruin of our country, and it has been. He fought against Thomas Jefferson. Now, Alexander Hamilton wanted a central bank. They were able to get one, and when that charter started, it came up for renewal during Andrew Jackson's presidency. He said, I will kill the central bank or it will kill me. And you know what? They nearly did. There was an assassination attempt on his life. Many people believe that that was motivated by the bankers who wanted to keep that central bank there. But he nevertheless stopped the renewal of the central bank charter. And we did not have a central bank for a very long time, not until it was recreated in 1913 as the private Federal Reserve. And as we have seen, Jefferson's predictions of the ruin of our country came true. But I found it very interesting. I thought that was one serious aspect there of that ridiculous exchange when Ted Cruz said, yeah, he liked Alexander Hamilton, but he didn't like Andrew Jackson. Exactly what you would expect from somebody whose wife is a Goldman Sachs banker. That has always been one of my major concerns about Ted Cruz, as well as his qualifications to actually even run for presidency in terms of being a citizen as defined by the Constitution. Now, looking at the transcript of the debate, and it was a very long debate. Everybody was talking about how long it was. Donald Trump was joking. He says, I think it was longer than Gone with the Wind. How long was Gone with the Wind? It was about 3 hours long, incredibly long, as many people pointed out. The transcript was longer than Hamlet. Unfortunately, it didn't end with everybody committing suicide. Just joking. I did a word search of the transcript because it's 150, 200 pages long, depending on your font size. I looked up. I thought, you know, did they talk anything at all about civil asset forfeiture? You know, just stealing people's private property without charging them with a crime, finding them guilty, any of that kind of stuff, making you sue them to get your property back. No, because that's part of the war on drugs. We don't really want to talk about the government stealing people's private property, even if you're Republicans who are all about financial freedom. There are some groups like Freedom Works that are now tackling civil asset forfeiture head on, but not any of these people except for Rand Paul. He has introduced legislation to stop that. But, of course, it wasn't talked about in the debate. They didn't give him a chance to talk about that. And none of the other candidates are interested whatsoever in the issue, the injustice and the subversion of our Constitution with civil asset forfeiture. Did they talk about liberty? No, not really. There were three mentions of the word liberty in there. We had Rubio and Carly Fiorina talking about, actually, Carly Fiorina had a great line. One nation, under God, individual, liberty and justice for all. I don't know if she said that with her hand over her heart. It's part of the Pledge of Allegiance, but that's how she mentioned liberty and talked about Lady Liberty. Rubio said, we all have the right to live here in freedom and liberty, but of course he didn't explain exactly how he's going to restore that to us after they've stolen it. Mike Huckabee mentioned liberty in terms of religious liberty only. He's interested in one half of the First Amendment. He did talk somewhat about the Tenth Amendment. Several of them mentioned the Tenth Amendment in various contexts. But, of course, Ronald Reagan, yes, it was in the Reagan Library, and they did have a final question where everybody, they went down the line talking to everybody, well, Ronald Reagan changed the world. How would the world change if you were Ronald Reagan? And so, of course, there were a lot of mentions about that. But in terms of the candidates themselves interjecting it into the debate, of course, Jeb Bush used Ronald Reagan four times as a bulwark to support himself, besides saying that he mentioned it in conjunction with putting Margaret Thatcher on the $10 bill, but he also used it to essentially say, I'm on the side of Ronald Reagan when he's talking to Donald Trump. Jake Tapper used it a couple of times to try to convince the candidates to buy into climate change. He said, you know, how Reagan-esque are you on this? Because Reagan wanted to have insurance policies on things. Walker, who is a cousin of Bush, used it three times. So they're not averse to using Ronald Reagan. But we need to go back and we need to look at what Ronald Reagan did in terms of insurance policies. Did he really support the Constitution, or did he throw the Second Amendment under the bus when his friend was shot in the assassination attempt to pass the Brady Bill? We also see civil asset forfeiture, mandatory minimums, which have created a prison state in the United States. Did anybody talk about the private prisons here in America? How we have more people in prison than China does, even though we have many times the population of China? And, of course, many of these things were done in the name of the war on drugs. As we played Carly Fiorina talking about her daughter who died because of a war on drugs, and she had, it had nothing to do with the war on drugs. Her daughter died from struggles that she had with alcoholism and from prescription drugs. And she interjected that as part of the discussion about the legalization of marijuana. Very disingenuous, exactly the same way that she interjected the statements about what was going on with the Planned Parenthood statements. Again, completely off the cuff. And understand that when you're talking about prescription drugs, and many people like to talk about marijuana being a gateway drug. Joe was just saying that to me. I was going to say that marijuana was a gateway drug so we could talk about this. Understand that the gateway for her daughter was doctors and the medical community and the dangerous, far more dangerous than marijuana, the dangerous pharmaceutical prescription drugs. But of course, alcohol is one of the most dangerous drugs that we have available to us, one of the most addictive drugs that we have available to us. And yet, prohibition could not stop that. But it was done legally once upon a time. It's not just a 10th Amendment issue, as Rand Paul was pointing out to Chris Christie. I want to play this back and forth between Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, and Chris Christie on the issue of marijuana, because there were a lot of great issues that were brought up by Rand Paul in the context of this debate. Hey, hang on, Joe. Let's hear what's going on about this question about marijuana. This is a different kind of question. Let's hear this.
It's really damaged our inner cities. Not only do the drugs damage them, we damage them again by incarcerating them and then preventing them from getting employment over time. So I don't think that the federal government should override the states. I believe in the 10th Amendment, and I really will say that the states are left to themselves.
I want to give that...
Now they're going to go to Christie, I guarantee you.
That you called a hypocrite an opportunity to respond. Do you want to identify that person?
Well, I think if we left it open, we could see how many people smoked pot in high school.
Is there somebody you were specifically thinking of?
Well, you know, the thing is
he was talking about me.
Yeah, I was talking
that's
about...
That's what I thought, but I wanted to make it
easier for him,
yeah. Okay.
And I just did.
Governor Bush, please.
So 40 years ago, I smoked marijuana. And I admit it. I'm sure that other people might have done it.
Now, this is the true confessions part of the reality TV show.
My mom's not happy that I just did. That's true. But here's the deal.
He should have lost his right to vote. He should have been put in jail for 20 years.
It's an epidemic of drugs that goes way beyond marijuana. What goes on in Colorado, as far as I'm concerned, that should be a state decision. But if you look at the problem of drugs in this society today, it's a serious problem. Rand, you know this because you're campaigning in New Hampshire like all of us, and you see the epidemic of heroin, the overdoses of heroin that's taking place. People's families are
coming from Afghanistan.
Which is why we're
to play
protecting it.
Who's guarding those opium fields?
Yeah, no vacuum there except in some noses and hypodermic needles, right?
Yeah.
Drug courts to give people a second chance. That's the best way to do this.
But let me respond. The thing is that in Florida, Governor Bush campaigned against medical marijuana. That means that a small child like Morgan Hintz that has 500 seizures a day is failing on 9 traditional medications, is not allowed to use cannabis oil, and that if they attempt to do that in Florida, they will take the child away, they will put the parents in jail.
Yes.
And that's what that means. If you're against allowing people to use medical marijuana, you'll actually put them in jail.
Ray,
and actually, under the current circumstances, kids who had privilege don't go to jail, but the poor kids in our inner cities go to jail. I don't think that's fair, and I think that we need to acknowledge it, and it is hypocritical to still want to put poor people in jail.
I don't want to put poor people in jail, Rand.
Well,
and here's the deal.
You oppose
putting
more people
in jail.
When the legislature passed the bill to deal with that very issue.
We have more people in jail than China does. They've got 4 times the population, 5 times the population.
Many people under mandatory minimum. It was the first step towards
not his daughter.
Colorado place.
Yeah, not his daughter, not him.
No.
But that means you'll put people in jail.
He'll put sick people in jail, but of course, when he uses it recalcitrantly, it has no consequences.
That's true. Go ahead, Christine, please.
You know, I enjoyed the interplay. Thank you, gentlemen. I just say this.
I'm the prosecutor.
You know, first off,
I want to put everybody in jail.
Is the first state in the nation that now says if you are a nonviolent, non-dealing drug user, that you don't go to jail for your first offense. You go to mandatory treatment.
For your first offense.
You see,
I think we ought to put mandatory treatment for people overeat.
I think you need to be pro-life for more than just the time in the womb.
It's
it gets a lot tougher when they get
It's not his fault.
It doesn't have any control. It's the spoon's fault. The spoon and fork force its way into his mouth. And
we should jail the farmers, Joe.
He is now a result of having, you know, these dangerous spoons and forks coming. I think we should ban spoons and forks so we can stop obesity because it's not about self-control.
That's right.
What about chopsticks and straws, though?
Okay, let's hold that right there. As Joe Biggs pointed out, and Joe Biggs is going to be joining us in the fourth hour
as well.
He's going to be talking about, let's pull this down, guys. Joe Biggs is going to be joining us in the fourth hour. He has a guest who's going to be talking about practical aspects of self-defense. So he's going to be taking over the show in the fourth hour. The point that Joe Biggs was making and that many of us have made over time is, of course, it's about self-control. It is a psychological issue. It's a medical issue. It's a spiritual issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. You cannot stop alcohol by law enforcement. We realized that once upon a time. And you can talk about the practical aspects of it. You can talk about the medical aspects of it. And Rand Paul did a great job of talking about that. He said, you know, when you got somebody who's suffering 500 epileptic seizures a day, the only thing that solves that is cannabis oil. In recognition of that, here in Texas, we have had the first exception for medical marijuana, and it was for that very condition. And you know, the interesting thing, Dr. Carson, since you're a neurological specialist, and since you are a specialist with epileptic seizures, maybe you might be interested as to what the major cause of these runaway epileptic seizures are. When people have these continuous seizures that they can't stop, and the only effective medication is marijuana. You know where those typically are coming from? Those are adverse reactions to vaccines. Maybe you might want to look at some of the epidemiological studies and find out what's going on with that. But you might also want to look at the law. Not only are we talking about informed consent with vaccines, but we're also talking about the Constitution, and it goes beyond the 10th Amendment. When Rand Paul says, Chris Christie is not going to be allowed to just go in and say, I don't like the law that the people in Colorado passed. It's more than just that. The 9th and the 10th Amendment made it very clear that the only power that the federal government had was what had been deliberately and explicitly given to them in the Constitution. The 9th Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others that are retained by the people. That includes what I use for medicine. That means that the FDA cannot withhold cancer drugs from me if I want to try to take that from pharmaceutical companies. If there's some experimental drug, I'm dying of cancer. I shouldn't have the FDA stand there and tell me whether I or my family can take that drug. That should be my decision, my informed consent. I should be able to look at those studies and decide if I want to do that. The same thing is true about marijuana, whether it's to treat these massive continual seizures as a result of a adverse reaction to a vaccine, or whether it's used to treat something like glaucoma, or as some people believe that it's effective in treating cancer. That should be my decision. The 10th Amendment divides power, says power is not delegated to the U.S. by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So they're talking about that as well. But here is the big elephant in the room of prohibition for the Republicans, and that is the 18th Amendment. You realize that when we decided that alcohol was such a dangerous drug that we needed to try to prohibit it for the greater good, you realized at that point what was required by a government that obeyed the Constitution, that still had respect for the Constitution, was the 18th Amendment. We had to have an amendment to prohibit alcohol. Where is your marijuana prohibition amendment? Where is your heroin prohibition amendment? Where do you get the authority to prohibit medical drugs from people, FDA? You do not have it. The 18th Amendment and the 21st Amendment, which repealed the 18th Amendment, stand in testimony to the illegitimacy of the war on drugs. But of course we know that, because they're just directly stealing people's property as part of civil asset forfeiture, locking people up for vast amounts of time for the prison industrial complex. That's the sad state of affairs we have in America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Alex Jones reporting in. Alex?
David, thank you so much. I'm incredibly humbled by our listeners and our supporters, and their just amazing action in the last 48 hours. We're so close to $1 million. Sounds like a lot of money, but the globalists have trillions they've stolen from us. They've debased our currency. They've attacked our cultures. They've destroyed our sovereignty, but we're fighting back. And InfoWars is just one manifestation of that resistance. And that's why I get humbled when I talk to listeners on the street. It's why I get humbled when I see David Knight, you know, moving his whole family down here 3 years ago, believing in the fight against tyranny, and, you know, selling a successful business to come down here and do this. It really humbles me. So I want to thank everybody. I'm joining you via audio Skype. 6 months ago, I agreed to go to a family wedding, in Omaha, Nebraska of any place. It's raining up here. So that's why I'm gone the day after the money bomb, because I agreed to this wedding. It seems like the only time that I travel these days is when I'm going to a wedding. But I've got family from Texas and others getting married all over the country. Just a few months ago, it was Kalamazoo, Michigan. I was there for a wedding with Buckley. And, you know, that's the great thing. Life goes on. Families coming together. That's why we fight against the tyrants who are targeting humanity. When I was in the Omaha airport this morning, I was supposed to fly out yesterday, but American Airlines glitch was a glitch. First they said the flight was delayed, then it was canceled like 9 at night. But I had this epiphany in the Omaha airport, or actually the Denver airport connecting over to Omaha this morning, that I'm going to be talking about more on the Sunday show with David Knight. And then, of course, I'll be back Sunday by Showtime, but he'll be co-hosting with me. And I just had this epiphany that we'll be discussing in the future because this information is so important. It's also hiding in plain view. I don't want to just halfway put it out here and not do a good job of breaking it down, but I'm extremely humbled to be here. Everybody's got my commitment that we will not back down from the truth. We will tell the truth till the very end, and we will defeat these globalists. We will take action against them, and it's just so exciting to see what we've done so far. And just to imagine 4 hours of the radio/TV show that you're listening to right now, and then an hour at night of the nightly news and the Sunday show beamed all over the world. Phase one is North America, reaching stations all over these different regions. It's so exciting to know that people won't just have CNN or RT to tune into internationally, or maybe Japanese, you know, very dry news. That's international as well. They will have InfoWars and what we're talking about, and people respond to it because it's common sense. It's not rocket science. It's common sense. It's pro-human. It's pro-freedom. And I look at the New World Order doing everything they can to bring down the West right now, bringing in the most radical Muslims you can imagine, openly saying, we're coming for your women. We're coming for your freedom. You're weak. We're going to enslave you. Ha, ha, ha. But the West will wake up from its self-induced trance. The West will wake up to how it's being destroyed. And the West will lead the world once again out of this new dark age that we see coming down. I'm not enemies with the poor, pathetic Ford Foundation-run radical Muslims. But I'm glad they feel so arrogant to see us on our knees right now, so pathetic, to openly brag, your daughters are ours. We're going to conquer you. We're going to convert you by the sword. Ha, ha, ha. Because they've been told by the globalists this is their prize. They've been told this is their promise. They are being manipulated as well. The truth is the globalists want to steal the promise of basic human interaction, the family itself, basic procreation, basic biology, just like Monsanto and Archer Daniels want to steal seeds and plants creating new seeds in that eternal cycle that God created. They blasphemously create the Terminator genes where the seeds don't grow more plants. This is a globalist monopoly on life, the ultimate corporate monopoly takeover. We as free humans have a right to say no to it and to resist. And humanity is only now understanding their peril, and the chain reaction has begun. And I can tell you now, the New World Order in the end will only make humanity stronger. Their attempt to take over society and civilization and dumb us down and enslave us will only backfire.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back to David Knight and then to Joe Biggs, who's going to host the fourth hour. InfoWars is about the human experience. InfoWars is about finding people that are veterans who've never been in the media, finding folks who've never been reporters before, but are patriots and love freedom, and showing that they can become proficient, aggressive, successful defenders of the Republic. And that's exactly what we've done with the new crew that we've developed in the last 3-4 years at InfoWars. And you've got my promise. We're going to find more talented people and more people that want to fight tyranny in this organization that you're a part of. When you spread the word about InfoWars.com, when you spread the word about the syndicated radio broadcasts or the television shows or the films or the news articles, you are the InfoWar. So again, I'm very humbled. I want to thank all the listeners. The 28-hour money bomb officially ended yesterday with $700,000 raised. Very humbling. That will really help us go to the next level together. We've raised almost $300,000 since then. We'll undoubtedly, thanks to your support, go over $1 million. So we're going to extend all the huge sales, the free shipping, the 20% off, so many of the nutraceuticals and other products, right through the weekend, but it will end. This is the final extension, 6 o'clock Sunday, when the 4 to 6 p.m. radio show / TV show ends. So on the Sunday broadcast ends, 4 to 6 p.m., all these specials and things will end. If you're a new listener and you haven't contributed directly at InfoWars.com/moneybomb, what are you doing? We talk about the tyranny. We talk about everything that's happening. People say, why won't someone do something? We are doing something. So look at all the others, the thousands and thousands, the tens of thousands that have contributed, whether you give a dollar, whether you give $100, or whether you buy some of the products, or whether you spread the word to friends and family to tune in. Giving that energy to a good cause only resonates and creates a freer, greater world for you as well. So I salute everyone. I want to thank you all. I want to thank the entire crew for working so hard the last few days. And Lord willing, the InfoWar will now go to the next level. And it's all part of the great animating contest of liberty. But again, even if you can't financially donate or buy any of the great products, don't feel bad. Pray for us. We'll pray for you and tell friends and family and neighbors about InfoWars.com. Sign off on your Facebook and your Twitter and your emails, InfoWars.com/show, the front lines of the resistance, the forbidden information, what the globalists don't want you to know, the cure to the new world order is InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Back to David Knight.
Thank you, Alex. And as Alex pointed out, he has extended the specials on the Money Bomb until 6 on Sunday. That would be the end of the radio show. He has extended free shipping until midnight tonight. You can see some of those specials there. Survival Shield is going to sell out this weekend. We have already sold out of some other products, but you can see those products at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Joe Biggs is going to be joining us. He's going to be taking over the fourth hour of the show, actually. He's going to be coming in here in the next segment. He's going to be interviewing Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. They're going to talk about gun control, but not how to prevent it, but how to use it to really control what you hit, to know what you're doing in a real world scenario. They're going to talk about real world scenarios like active shooters. They're going to give you some very helpful hints. So you're going to want to make sure that you hear this next Overdrive Hour with Joe Biggs and his guest, Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. Now, before we go to break, I just want to mention one other thing. As we're talking to Wayne Madsen about the way ISIS is being used by Lindsey Graham and the other neocons as a special incantation along with national security to do whatever they wish. There is now the latest fear-mongering that's being reported by the D.C. Clothesline. We have the U.K. Express saying, what would happen if ISIS got weaponized bubonic plague? And the question is, where would they get that weaponized bubonic plague? Well, that would be from the Department of Defense, the Pentagon. As we pointed out earlier this week, they've been shipping it out over standard shipping. We have revelation after revelation, a new one today, going back to a 2007 release. They bring the stuff in, they make it more deadly, they make it more easy to catch, and then they ship it out. Will that be our next false flag? Will they blame it on ISIS to take away more of our freedoms and liberty? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs and his guest.
Breaking now at InfoWars.com. Top imam: Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries. Sheikh Mohammed Aid recently gave a speech in which he asserted that Muslims should use the migrant crisis to breed with European citizens to conquer their countries. Aid stated that European countries were not rolling out the red carpet for migrants because they were compassionate, but because Europe was in dire need of a new source of labor. Soon we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing, he said. The imam's statements directly echo a philosophy born in the early 20th century called the Khalid
energy plan, devised by an Austrian diplomat named Richard Coudenhove-Kalergi. He writes, "The band of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear owing to the vanishing of space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in appearance to that of ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with the diversity of individuals." Rob Dew reports. And PrisonPlanet.tv. We're holding the Operation Money Bomb specials over till the end of the weekend. So log on now to Infowars.com/Money Bomb.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome to the InfoWars Overdrive. This is the final hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and today we have an awesome segment for you planned. Today I will be talking to Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics, purpose-driven training. Now, what he does is he goes to different locations and trains people on different scenarios, possibly an active shooter, how to react if you're in your car and someone approaches you. Welcome to the show, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty awesome, man. It's good to have you on here. I've been watching a lot of your videos, getting amped up, taking a lot of the information you put out there and taking that at home and doing some of my training, opened up my mind to different scenarios that you bring up. One of the videos I really liked is how you talked about how to draw your weapon and fire with your non-dominant hand. Can you talk to us a little bit about that for people who, a scenario such as a woman who's getting out of her car, she's a concealed carry, weapons holder, she's got her weapon on the left side, she's left-hand dominant, so she automatically goes to grab the groceries with her left hand. What can a person like that do to protect themselves if an attacker approaches them?
Well, there's obviously 100,000 possible variables in any kind of self-defense situation, so it's really hard to game it. But I try to teach people techniques that it basically provides you the tool. And based on the problem, you choose a tool, you deal with the problem. And you brought up a really good point. People being left-handed or right-handed, they tend to use that dominant hand to carry whatever it is they're carrying. And especially these days, it's very often you see people completely empty-handed. They've either got a cell phone or a bag or groceries or takeout or what have you. The easiest solution in a situation like that is to make sure that if you're going to carry something, you don't carry an object in a way that's going to actually attach that object to yourself. Especially men. Men are really big on trying to take all the groceries in one trip. Be it out of the store or into the home. We try to carry everything at once because economy and movement, but that does complicate accessing your firearm in a self-defense situation. when I do use that particular scenario a lot in some of my classes, where I'll actually have grocery bags on the range full of whatever I can throw in there that adds some significant realistic weight to it, and then let people kind of feel the delay they're going to experience in accessing their weapon if they carry things wrong.
Yeah, so I'm going to stand up real quick. I'm going to show everybody one of the tricks that I saw from one of your videos, if you guys want to go in. So I'm left-hand dominant, and this is something I learned from watching one of his videos. So as you can see, I have my gun holstered here on the left side. And what he was talking about is, say, you're holding a bag right here. You got your right hand free. You go in over here, pull the gun up, rotate it over your stomach, and then push it into fire. And that's something I learned from watching one of his videos, something I would have never thought about, because a lot of times you don't think about those different scenarios that could possibly pop up. So that's a great tool, I think, just to learn how to use your weapon with your non-dominant hand. And when you go to a firing range, don't just shoot with your dominant hand. Switch it over, go to your non-dominant hand, learn how to draw with both. That way you can be prepared as well.
Definitely.
So I've got an article right here I want to talk about, and it'll segue over into one of the main topics I would like to discuss with you. Okay. It's a new article out. It says, Pentagon says no guns for recruiters, hide behind partitions instead. The Pentagon has decided against arming recruiters in the wake of the Chattanooga terror attack that killed 5 soldiers. Instead of guns, officers will get desk partitions. So this is a soft target. We have recruiters who won't be armed. They're a soft target, and that can be something that turns into an active shooter scenario. And I've watched some of your videos on active shooter scenarios, and found it very interesting how you talked about where to be in a hallway if there's a gunman coming at you, he's shooting, and then there's going to be people running at you. Can you kind of go over what to kind of think about, what to look for, what are the possibilities of what's going to happen when someone starts shooting?
The unique nature of an active shooter situation, and it's something that other instructors kind of key into as well, is you've got, generally you have 2 categories of criminal activity. You have a profit crime, which means they're coming there to gain ownership of something, be it money or whatever. Then you have a personal crime where someone actually has a grudge against someone. It's a crime of passion, so to speak. And then you have random acts of violence, which are, I would consider what an active shooter would fall under. They're literally just going there to kill people. Now, they may have an ideology that's backing them up. They may have a religious or a political motivation, but those things are actually kind of irrelevant because they don't actually help you in an academic or an active sense prevent the shooting. So it's nice information because people love motive, but motive in most cases doesn't actually help you prevent the next situation from happening. There is no way to prevent an active shooting without the use of firearms. There just isn't. There's no social change you can enact that's going to stop certain people from just having that mental snap and deciding they want to shoot people in this category or this category. So the best way to be prepared is to be armed. And because the Second Amendment recognizes our natural right of self-defense, you have a moral and ethical responsibility to be as well-trained as you can be to operate that firearm, be it protecting yourself and protecting those that you choose to protect. The military, DOD, it's either Department of Navy or Department Army driven because they're both very conservative. What they're doing, and I kind of read between the lines when they put out policies like that, is what they're basically admitting to is they're not willing to invest the time to train their people correctly. It's a lot different training an 18-year-old to go over and fight in Iraq than it is training a seasoned NCO recruiter on how to work a handgun in a close quarter situation. So what they're basically saying is we don't have the money or the time to train these guys to use handguns, so we're just going to go ahead and hope for the best.
So I was watching one of your videos and I thought it was really interesting. You were talking about a scenario where there's an armed shooter. You're in a school, we'll say, and you're standing in the hallway and you've got your gun on you. What's happening? Someone starts shooting, what's going to happen? All those people are going to start running away from the shooter, right? And you said,
ideally, yeah, they're going to either run away from the shooter, or if the shooter is blocking the only exit to the room, it's highly possible that they'll try to run kind of part around him to get to that exit. But generally in a hallway situation, everyone is going to go away from the sounds of gunfire or away from the sights of violence.
So, okay, so you are the person in the hallway and you have your concealed carry.
Okay.
What are you going to do? You've got people running towards you. You're not going to stand in the middle of the hallway, right?
No, I'm going to move to, the one of the two walls. And the reason for that being is if you're standing in the middle, you can have people pass by your left side and your right side, which is obviously going to affect your ability to travel down that hallway because you're going against flow of traffic, and it's going to compromise your control of your weapon system. So for me, I would move to one of the other walls to allow people to pass by me just on one side, preferably on my sports side, so my weapon is between me and the wall. But again, the situation may not allow you to set yourself up in the most ideal situation, but one of those two walls is going to allow you to move against the flow of traffic a lot more effectively.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to stand up again real quick, and this is one of the things I was seeing. So you've got your gun, you're going for it, and you're standing in the middle of the hallway like this, and you've got your, you know, your position, you're getting ready to start firing. People start running at you. So what he's saying is you've got your dominant hand, your firing arm. You're going to go over here and lean to a wall and put your shoulder up against that wall. Now, what that's going to do is prevent people from running in between you and the wall. So you've created this area where people have to run and come around you, and you're not standing in the middle of that hallway where people are running at you, and you're trying to get that shooter and take him out so there's no longer a threat. So you're going to put yourself and move down that hallway with your shoulder against the wall so people will go around you, and it'll prevent civilians from getting hurt. Also, keep them from knocking you over and giving you a better chance to take out the threat. Is that correct?
Yeah, and another huge thing is if you choose to get involved, because it is a choice, it's obviously, for some of us, it's going to be a moral or ethical compulsion to get involved because, you know, especially real pro 2A people, the ones that take training and practice really seriously and they have a really good head on their shoulders, they tend to be those kind of people that help. And you're going to have just that natural subconscious compulsion to want to help. But what's more important than being able to run the gun effectively is let people know that you're actually there to help. One thing that I see that does not get practiced nearly enough in any class, not just active shooter related, but any class whatsoever, is verbal commands. Being able to verbalize your intent. Let people know that you're actually there to help. Because if you just draw a gun and all they see is a firearm, now they feel like there's a shooter in front of them and a shooter behind them. And that can completely complicate the situation. And it might endanger your safety as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because those people are going to see you. They might run into the actual person that's trying to actually do harm. That's definitely a great point.
I try to keep it simple. I just, you know, repeat as loud as you can. Use your outdoor voice. Where is he? I'm here to help. I'm here to help. Where is he? Try to get any kind of information you can. It's going to happen pretty quick, pretty fast. Most active shooter situations are over in the single digits when it comes to minutes. But they're predominantly stopped by citizens. They're not stopped very often by law enforcement because usually the shooter has either run out of ammunition, run out of motivation, or self-terminated by the time law enforcement arrives.
So what got you interested in doing this kind of training? I read in your profile, I actually had a chance to meet you about a month or so ago at a head down event in Georgia, and got to talk a little bit and told me about your website and all that. You used to be in the Army. You were 31 Delta. Tell everyone what that was.
No, I was an 11 Bravo.
You were what?
I was an 11 Bravo.
Oh, you were? I thought it said 31 Delta on your profile. My bad.
No, that might be one of my other instructors.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're an 11 Bravo. That was infantry. So you've taken that. You've converted from combat overseas to purpose-driven training here in the civilian sector.
I kind of dabbled in every field. I went into the military at 17, and I was infantry. And then I left the military and went into private security contracting. And then I left private security contracting and went into law enforcement. So I've seen all three sides of your traditional gun-driven professions. But what I experienced was that, like, the people outside of the military and outside of law enforcement to a certain degree, the people who are facing the situations where training is the biggest lacking, I would say, that of the worst quality is just the citizen, the actual everyday American. They do not get the training. And obviously, you know, it's not like it's occupationally required. You know, you don't sign up to be an American and have to take a gun class. Like, so it's up to
all right, well, we're going to go to break really quick, Aaron. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we've extended the Money Bomb shipping until midnight tonight. So you got 9 hours and 40 minutes. We also have a whole lot of sales going on that'll continue on until Sunday. We'll talk more about that later. Thank you for listening to the InfoWars Overdrive.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with my Patriot Supply. And we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the InfoWars Overdrive. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and my guest today is Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics Purpose-Driven Training. Now, before we get back to him, I want to talk about a few of our specials. The Money Bomb has been extended until Sunday. The free shipping will last for the next 9 hours and 35 minutes up until midnight. The Money Bomb so far has been an outstanding success. Due to you, the listeners of InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show, you guys have been fantastic. An overflow of support from all of you. It's just been amazing. I can't say too much about it. Both Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and DNA Force are 25% off at the InfoWarsLife.com store. So make sure you go check out those specials there today. So Aaron, let's get back to you.
there's a different part of the active shooter scenario that's going to happen that you have to get used to. Now, you talked about when you draw your weapon is to clearly say in a loud voice that I'm here to help. Where's the shooter? Now you have another part that's going to be injected into the situation. You're going to have law enforcement show up. So how do you, as a concealed carrier, you're in there trying to help. Now, how do you interact with law enforcement once they've been brought into the situation?
Well, the stars would have to perfectly align for you to engage the shooter at the same time law enforcement is showing up and engaging the shooter. The timelines just aren't going to be the same. Law enforcement, I mean, physics is what it is. It's going to take law enforcement time to respond. And shooters tend to choose soft targets that do not have law enforcement response in the immediate area. They may not think so much of like where this closest police station, but they are going to think about, okay, is there going to be cops at this place? And if the answer is no, that's probably going to be a viable target. The thing that people have to remember is when law enforcement does get on scene, you need to obey every single command they give you without hesitation because they do not know who you are. They do not know that you were the guy who helped. They won't know that until later. Often, depending on how far away the officer is, or I should say how close the officer is to when he's dispatched, he may not even know the nature of the call by the time he arrives because it takes time for the dispatchers to get that information to the responding units. It may be a disturbance call. It may just be a shots fired call. They may not actually know what they're dealing with when they show up. So they're going to see a plainclothes individual, somebody in just everyday clothing, with a firearm. So obviously, you have to, and I can't stress that enough, obey all commands. They're gonna have you put your gun down if you haven't already done that. They're gonna prone you out. They're probably gonna handcuff you. In fact, I'd almost guarantee that. That doesn't mean you're gonna be arrested and go to prison, but it's going to help protect yourself and the officers themselves, as well as anyone else who's involved in the situation. So I can't stress that enough. Obey all verbal commands. It's going to be okay. It's just going to take time for them to actually sort out exactly what happened and what your involvement in it was.
So right now, personally, what is your go-to, say, sidearm that you like to carry?
I carry an Agency Arms Glock 19 or a Glock 17, their field edition. It is a customized Glock handgun.
Yeah, I just picked up this Zev custom right here. It's a Glock 19 Gen 3.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got the,
I carried Zev some years ago. They make a good gun.
Yeah. So I got this from Georgia Optics and also have the Viridian X5L, light and laser combo on the bottom as well. So I like it. I've been shooting it a lot. I just put the, brand new, Fulcrum trigger on it today, actually. And, I'm going to go out and shoot that later on this afternoon. So another thing I want to talk about, as well before we go to break here in the next couple minutes is, tell us about Sage Dynamics. What kind of training do you do?
Well, and I kind of got into that before the last break. Once I decided to leave full-time law enforcement and teach full-time, and the decision kind of happened before that, I looked at all the skill sets, what's most likely to happen, all the way to what's least likely to happen. And what I realized is there's a lot of training out there that some ex-law enforcement or ex-military trainers be like, well, civilians don't even know that. And me as an instructor, I have no business telling a citizen what he can and can't know. My job is to make sure he's proficient in the basics and slowly work his way up to the least likely situation. Most likely situation is probably going to be a self-defense shooting in very close quarters. But does that mean a citizen doesn't have the right or should never experience or train using a rifle with a plate carrier and a helmet and all that? I mean, is it more likely to need that gear? Probably not. But since it's on the table, I think everyone should have a right to access that training. We should be as proficient as possible with our firearms. So we start with the most likely. We work our way towards the least likely. I've made a couple enemies doing it that way. I've got a couple of my former law enforcement friends or some of my mentors that are kind of, yeah, you really don't need to be teaching stuff like that to citizens. But there's a very, very short list of things involved in the military or law enforcement community that cannot be tailored to the citizen's lifestyle. And I think if the knowledge is there and it can help save someone's life, there's no reason they shouldn't know.
Yeah, one of the things I always think about is, you know, I see a lot of people, they go out, they get their CHL. That's a great responsibility to have because number one, you're held to a higher standard. You've been through the classes. They're going to look at you in the court of law as someone who has more training, who's read the laws. So you've got to take it from just shooting targets to thinking outside the box using the training that you guys at Sage Dynamics provide. So we're going to go to break again. We'll be back in just a little bit. I'm Joe Biggs with the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's no doubt that our country is in serious trouble right now. And if you're wondering how on earth we ever got in this situation, well, I'll tell you how. When the Democrats showed their true colors, you got angry and you elected Republicans. And then when the Republicans showed their true colors, you got angry and elected Democrats. And when anyone suggested to you that both parties were corrupt and that neither side were looking out for your best interest, you acted like they were crazy. But the real definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's why it is vitally important that you wake up, America, and break the matrix. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Overdrive segment. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and my guest today is Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. If you're just now tuning in, we've been talking about different scenarios that you could go over, ways to think outside of the box. If you're someone who is a concealed carry holder, you exercise that right. You are a Second Amendment lover like myself. This is a way to think outside of the box, a way to put different scenarios in your head so you can go on ahead and have that in the back of your mind in case that happens. So first off, the money bomb has been extended on till Sunday. So if you'd like to call in and donate, please call the number 888-253-3139. And we have a lot of great sales going on, specials as well. Both Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and DNA Force are 25% off at the InfoWarsLife.com store. So go there, check that out. And once again, I'd like to thank all of our listeners out there who have helped make this money bomb the success it is today. Now, Aaron, let's talk about a different scenario. I've watched some of your videos where you talk about how to protect yourself, how to react if you're in your car, because being in your car is one of the most vulnerable places to be. Tell us something that, or give us people, give the people out there something to think about if they find themselves in a situation where they're being attacked, maybe at an ATM or their car stopped at a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning. The things you have to think about, where you should place your gun. Should you have it holstered? Should you have it outside the clip or outside the belt inside? All that.
Just general preparedness inside the vehicle. Obviously, keep attention to those mirrors. Find a way that'll keep at least some degree of situational awareness so you can know as much ahead of time that something may be happening. And as gun carriers, we also have a big responsibility to be the bigger person in any kind of dispute. If you accidentally cut someone off or someone just thinks you cut them off, apologize. Because by engaging in an argument, you may escalate into a situation where you're forced to use your firearm when simply apologizing could have avoided the situation altogether.
Yeah. Now, when you're the one that injects that and you're the one that creates that, then you're the one that's going to be held responsible because you're the concealed.
You have no right to self-defense in a situation that you create.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as staging goes, me personally, I'm a 100 meters both way kind of guy. I put my seatbelt on about 100 meters after I leave wherever I'm going, and I take my seatbelt off about 100 meters before I get there. So if something happens, I've already cleared that seatbelt. I'm dominant left hand, so for me, seatbelts don't really get in my way until it's time to get out of the vehicle. I can draw my weapon, access my firearm, no problem with seatbelt on. As a right-handed shooter, if you're a hip carry guy, you may have to clear the seatbelt or at least navigate that lap belt before you can get to your firearm. When I get in the vehicle, I tuck my shirt behind my gun, so it's exposed, it's accessed. Now, some states would not allow you to do that. Some states will. You obviously have to know your local laws, and it's just impossible for me to keep up with all 50 states concurrently. But when it comes to shooting inside the vehicle, the windows are going to cause some deflection. They're also going to take a lot of the potency, muzzle velocity off a round. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have to engage from inside the cabin, the biggest thing to know is that you're probably going to have to shoot a few more rounds than you think you might just to be able to clear that glass out of your way or drive a hole through the glass, especially through the windshield, in order to create an effective bullet path where you're getting uninterrupted hits on your bad guy. But again, the car itself is a weapon. If I find myself in a situation where the vehicle still has mobility, if I can drive up onto a sidewalk, into a parking lot, or if I can pull into a suicide lane, or if I can back into something, any way I'm able to move the vehicle, I'm going to. It's when I can't move from the vehicle that the gun is going to be my primary means of self-defense.
So what's some different scenarios? You just recently came down to Texas, and I was trying to get out that way. Some different things popped up. I wasn't able to make it out there. But what's some of the different training scenarios that you're teaching right now currently? What are people asking you to help them out with?
The industry tends to trend. Last year, handgun classes were really popular. This year has been mostly rifle. People want a lot of rifle classes, and I think it's probably going to trend back into handgun next year. The biggest thing is to focus on what's most likely situations. How proficient is your draw stroke? How quickly can you access your weapon? How quickly can you access your weapon and start delivering aimed fire on a close range threat? Your threats are more likely than not going to be closer than they are further away. Now, being able to shoot at distance is super important, but the difference between shooting up close and shooting far away is time. The closer my threat is to me, the less time I have to deal with them and probably the less options I have available. So being able to shoot effectively in close quarters is hugely important. It's not magic or ninja science. It's just being able to run the fundamentals, so to speak, of the gun at real life speed and do so effectively in a very, very small margin distance of time. Now, once you get proficient at that, you can start building your way towards greater and greater and greater and greater distances. But I think just being able to access the gun efficiently from a seated, a standing, on your back, on your side, in the field position, just being able to draw the gun from any body position you may find yourself in. Is a really good place to start once you understand the basic safety operations of the firearm and, you know, how to load it, how to unload it, how to fix malfunctions. That's obviously very important too. But accessing the weapon to me, especially if you carry concealed, is hugely important. That should be the first self-defense step that you take is really start practicing that.
Now, I just talked to Ryan Smith a minute ago. I actually had him on the other night for my 3-hour segment. And he told me that you're going to be jumping on board with Armed Citizens United to help. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Armed Citizens United is what I think is a less politically driven. I feel like it's a more socially driven activist group for 2A rights. They're not going to have the same degree or risk of capitulation that you get from organizations like the NRA. I'm a lifetime NRA member. I'm an NRELE instructor. But I don't feel that they are best representing my rights as a Second Amendment citizen. We still have the 1986 GCA. Like, we got rid of the assault weapons ban, but that's because a sunset was written into it. The NRA had nothing to do with that. The NRA hasn't fixed anything or really repealed anything as far as really in recent history. So for me, I look at the younger organizations such as Armed Citizens United as a group that once they get their feet underneath them and really become a powerhouse in the 2A community, they're going to be the kind of group that's able to push back against the stuff that the NRA has just kind of accepted as, well, this is just how things are. And I don't think, you know, the Second Amendment wasn't written with restrictions. It was written as, this is your rights. So we need to get back to that. You know, the Volstead Act has been repealed for quite some time now, yet we still have the NFA. And I think that's unacceptable.
All right, so guess what? Donald Trump has now come out with his position and stance on the Second Amendment. It says Donald J. Trump believes in the right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment to our Constitution is clear. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon, period. So if you guys want to go to his website, you can go read more about that. Also, like I said earlier, the money bomb has been extended on till Sunday. There's a lot of great specials still going on. We want to thank all of you out there. Now, Aaron, what's a good way for people to contact you? Tell me about your website, what it is, and what it is that you're going to be able to do if someone calls you and maybe get them out there to help them out.
Well, website is sagedynamics.org. You can find my YouTube channel, youtube.com/sagedynamics. I'm on Instagram @sagedynamics, Twitter @sagedynamics. I think that's all my social media. I run classes all over the nation. I actually have a vehicle to plant defense class coming up next weekend here in the Atlanta area. Still have some slots left in that. That's going to be a live fire from the vehicle. We're going to shoot through real cars and go over all the techniques and skills that you need for defending yourself in a vehicle with a firearm with a handgun. But I also have classes, you know, nationwide. I'm building my 2016 calendar. I'll actually make it back out to Texas at least twice. So hopefully you can make it to one of those. And I also do simulations training, which is force on force. It allows you to physically experience as close as we can get it in training the physiological and psychological stuff you go through in a gunfight.
Tell us more about that then. Give us a little bit more in depth on what that training is like.
Well, I really think it's the bridge between what's artificial and what's real. Because on a live fire range, we're shooting paper. We should train to shoot people, but we have to do it with paper. So we can only make live fires so realistic because there's safety concerns. Simmunitions allows people to take live guns, convert them to fire a simmunition round, and shoot actual people. So depending on the value of the role player, whoever's playing the bad guy, the more he puts into making the scenario believable, the better training you're going to get out of it. And it's a really good way to dispel a lot of myths when it comes to how you're able to shoot accurately under stress and how people may behave under stress when you start shooting at them and they're shooting back. I think that people should train on both sides of the house as much as possible. Live fire is priceless. You have to know how to fire a live firearm, but the force on force training allows you to do things that you just cannot do with live fire.
Do you ever stress training, anything like that? Stress shooting where you go out, you do like 100 pushups. You get people to do that.
I include some physical exertion in my classes, but the physiological things that you encounter under just doing pushups is not close to what you're going to encounter in an actual real life stressful situation. It does teach you how to shoot under stress. Unfortunately, it's a different kind of stress.
Yeah.
Your body becomes psychologically fatigued in the use of force. It doesn't often become physically fatigued unless you're actually in a hands-on physical fight.
So how do you prepare people for the mental stress that will be involved in?
I've seen heart rates up into the 200 beats per minute in simulations classes. Now again, heart rate is only a speedometer. It's not the engine, but it gives people the psychological aspect of a real use of force encounter. Having been in the real thing and used simulations for a long time, I can tell you it's the closest you can get. It's not quite the same, but it's closer than anything I've ever done on a live fire range.
Now, what are some of the different scenarios that you do in your simulations training? Do you do indoors?
I do indoors. I do low light. I do home defense. I do vehicle defense. I do response to active shooter. A bunch of different classes cover those avenues. And I try to tailor the scenarios because every student's going to go through a number of scenarios. I try to tailor them to their individual life. I always ask students, what is it you do for a living? What are kind of your habits? Where are you most likely to encounter a situation? Just to best prepare them because of their daily habits. Cause I mean, I get students in classes ever from trauma surgeons to guys that deliver carpet for a living, you know, and there's honor in both positions, but they're going to experience different things in their lives. So I have to kind of tailor things as much as I can to their individual lifestyle.
Now I have a lot of people that'll tweet me and ask me, how they can protect themselves at their home. You brought up home invasion. What are some steps that people can take at home? They're laying in bed. It's 2:00 in the morning. They hear a bump. What are some actions that these people can kind of take, a scenario they can play over in their mind so maybe they have a better chance at surviving if something does happen?
Biggest thing, if you do not have to leave the room, don't. If you live and it's just you, or it's just you and a loved one and you have no kids, then you don't really have a reason to leave that bedroom. You can wait till the bad guy comes to you, because you know where he's not, but you don't know where he is. He's not in the bedroom with you, so you actually don't know where he is in the house. You always want to fight for real estate that you own. Now, if you do have kids, then your primary focus is going to be go to get the kids.
And then bring them back to your room.
And I really, it's hard for me to answer that as a cafeteria style answer where one size fits all without knowing the individual, knowing the size of the home. And I got to be honest, people need to start thinking about not the 2 a.m. bump of the night, but the 2 p.m. knock on the door. Home defense doesn't mean you have the luxury of knowing when it's going to happen. It could happen at 2 in the afternoon. And when the bad guy kicks in that back door, it could be you. And then your wife's in the kitchen. The bad guy's on the other side of her. So now you have a loved one in between you and the bad guy. You need to start thinking about things like that as well. Home invasions and burglaries are two totally different things.
All right. So let's talk about that scenario then. There's a knock on the door during, in the middle of the afternoon, you're home alone. How do you open the door? Do you open the door? Do you peek around? Do you put your foot down in front of the door so it can only open a certain amount of inches?
Again, it's going to depend on the nature of things where you live. Obviously, in an apartment building, you're afforded a great degree of anonymity. And if you're not expecting anyone to come by, it's going to be really weird for that knock. So I'm already going to be a little suspicious. Peepholes are great. But if I'm on the other side of the peephole, I can tell if you're looking through it or not just by the light.
Yeah.
Find somewhere in your house, if possible, where you can get an angle on that door to physically see the person. And if you're going to answer the door, don't walk up the door to do it. They can hear you talking to them probably from further deeper in the room. So if you say, who is it from the kitchen, and they kick the door in, you've at least got some distance to work with.
So you're saying people, but what if you are going to open the door? Have you ever tried or have you ever done this before? Usually when I open the door, I try to put my foot right there at the base of that floorboard. So if someone tries to hit it and nudge it, at least I can do something. I mean,
yeah, you're a pretty decent sized guy, so that would probably work out for you depending on the size of the person on the other side of the door. But it's not something I would recommend for a lot of people, because if someone puts a lot of weight into that door, it's going to be easier for them to push than it is for you to push back. They're going to have the leverage because they're going to put their whole body weight into it. And you could actually end up significantly injured using that technique. Door stops are a great idea. You can buy them at Home Depot. They're really cheap, made out of rubber, little isosceles triangle looking thing.
Yeah.
Have one of those close by that if you have an unexpected knock at the door, you can kick that out and kick it right underneath the door as soon as you open it, that small crack. So then you can interact with that person through the small crack in the door if you have to open the door. And if they do decide to try to bum rush into the house, it's going to be significantly harder for them to do.
Now, the training you said you do in some munitions, do you do stuff like that in a home evasion scenario?
I have a two-day home defense course that goes over everything. I try to cover as many variables as possible in those 2 days.
So you do training as far as drawing your weapon, going for it. What are some of the things you suggest for people who are at home, where they should store a weapon? Should they have one upstairs, downstairs? Where's the ideal place to kind of have, just so people can think about it?
Well, if you have children, then you need a quick access safe next to the bed. But I'm a huge proponent of home carry. Anytime you're awake and at the house, as often as possible, carry the gun on you, just like you would out in the general public with your CCW or your CPL or whatever your state calls your concealed license. There's no reason not to have the gun on you. And the advantage of having the gun on you if you have children is you don't have to worry about setting it down somewhere and them having access to it, especially if they're really young and they still don't understand firearm safety. So if you home carry, anytime someone knocks on the door or anytime you hear a bump or anything you need to investigate, you're already armed. You don't have to rush to the bedroom to get your gun or rush to the den or the office or wherever you store your firearms. Me personally, I home carry. And then when it's time to go to bed, the gun goes next to the bed because I don't have kids. But if I did, I'd have one of those quick access pistol boxes.
Now, do you ever do any training with family members as far as a mother and a father who have a child? Tell me a little bit about that, because there's a lot of people who always ask me questions. I'm a father. I'm caring for the first time. What can I do to be safe around my child? And how can I introduce weapons to my child once they get older, you know, to where I feel they're comfortable?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a class specifically for parents of small children or couples or friends. Basically a couples and kids class is probably what I'm going to end up calling it, just because that's a good name. But when you have to protect a child, especially a child you have to carry, a very small child, your self-defense dynamic totally changes. You have different concerns, you have different focuses, and you have different problems you're going to have with self-defense. And it's really kind of hard to get into that in a short period of time. But if you're working with a stroller or a baby carrier or something like that, a lot of my students, a lot of my regular alumni, have small children. And I don't, but I think about the problem because of my customer base, because of my student base. And I've gotten a lot of priceless feedback from some of my oldest alumni who have smaller children on how to develop techniques that will allow someone carrying a child to be able to defensively protect their child and their loved ones as they move away from the threat. But it's really hard to get into two-dimensional descriptions of that.
All right, well, we're going to go to break really quick. Thank you for listening to the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Joe Biggs. We'll be back in just a little bit with more information from Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. Thanks.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 6262 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 6262.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Overdrive segment. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and with me today is Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. Now, once again, if you're just now joining us, the money bomb has been extended on till Sunday, and free shipping will continue on until tonight at midnight. There's about 9 hours and 5 minutes left in that. There's a lot of great specials going on. And once again, I'd like to thank everybody out there, the listeners, for the success this money bomb has become. You guys are amazing. I love talking to you guys on Twitter, Facebook, everything like that, being able to interact. and hear what you guys have to say. Now let's get back to Aaron and talk about what people should do as far as training, day-to-day training as someone who's going to be concealed carry or just to have the knowledge.
There's a big difference between training and practice. Training is where you receive proper techniques from a verified instructor, and practice is where you practice those techniques to proficiency. You can't technically get training from a one-way communication source like YouTube. I consider everything I do on YouTube as a training supplement or a practice supplement. It's something to look at to give you a new way of thinking of things, but it's not necessarily a replacement for actually going to someone who teaches people self-defense for a living. And people say, well, I own a gun, then I'm fine. Well, if you own a set of medical tools, you are not a surgeon. You just have a set of medical tools. And I kind of look at firearms in the same way. It's a very professional-driven skill set. So you should seek out a professional to at least get you a basic skill set that you can then build on. You don't have to train constantly. You should train as often as you could, as many different subjects as you can. But I don't feel like you're doing yourself a really big favor by just owning a firearm and going to the range and shooting paper every now and then. You really have to seek out a verifiable, reputable instructor, someone who can provide you with a different way of seeing things, a different way of thinking of things, or for those that live in an urban area who only have access to indoor ranges, at least taking a class will allow you to practice techniques and train under techniques that you don't normally get to do.
So do you ever have people contact you and say, hey, can you come in and check my home? Can you come in and check my place of business to see if we're up to par? But tell me a little bit about that process, how that works.
Well, it's not an advertised service I offer, but if someone contacts me and has genuine concerns about it, especially if it's one of my alumni, I'm more than happy to help out. I'm not a home security expert as far as like electronics and glass break and motion sensors and things like that go, but I understand physical security. So I can go in and identify weak points in the home, identify things that might need to be adjusted to prevent forcible entries, and to, especially in the business world, to change employee behaviors to minimize the chances of a break-in or a hostage situation or any kind of forcible felony that's going to take place when the business is open. It's really as simple as coming in and thinking like a criminal. How would I, as the criminal, where are the weak points that I would exploit? And then I have to strengthen people in that area.
All right. Well, today I've got to say, man, you've been a fantastic guest, and hopefully we can get you back on here again. Now, once again, before we end this show, can you just go ahead and tell everybody again how they can reach you, what they can expect from you, things like that?
I'm on, again, sagedynamics.org is the website. Training calendar's there. I'm pretty active on Instagram, @SageDynamics, Twitter, @SageDynamics, and then the YouTube, if you want to look through all the videos. I put up a video a week. They do tend to run kind of long because they have a lot to talk about. But that's YouTube/SageDynamics. And I'll be announcing the 2016 training calendar soon, and I'll be all over the U.S. next year, just like I was this year. So I look forward to seeing all kinds of InfoWars listeners and classes.
All right, well, that's it for today's show. Once again, make sure you go to InfoWarsLife.com. Both Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and DNA Force are 25% off at the InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Make sure you go and check out the nightly news tonight. That starts at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Once again, this has been the InfoWars Overdrive, and I've been your host, Joe Biggs. Tune in on Sunday